On this episode of Still Loading, Too Many Games 2019. Hello everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Still Loading. I'm your host, Josh, and for this week's episode is not only a bonus episode, you're going to get another one in just a couple days, and it's also a crossover episode with the geeks from the No Geeks Allowed podcast. That's K-N-O-W, No Geeks Allowed. So yeah, this is just a bonus episode that we're releasing on Friday because I wanted to talk about Too Many Games, and I wanted to do with my buds who were there, Brian and James from No Geeks Allowed. This is just a little bit of a intro before the main episode goes full way. You'll hear it in a little bit. Real quick, before we get started, I just wanted to say the live episode recording will be out this Sunday, so you'll be actually hearing it Sunday night / Monday morning whenever you download the episode. And yeah, I think that's pretty much all the housekeeping I had to take care of at the top of the show. So without further ado, here is the episode, the crossover episode with the geeks from No Geeks Allowed on Too Many Games 2019.
Freebird.
No one knew that.
Yeah. That's it? That's all you're going to sing of it? Those three notes?
Yep.
I tried to, I know it was like, before. I'm as free as a bird.
Now.
Something I can't change.
Yeah.
Then when it starts to build up, it's like, bam.
He can't change it. He's a bird.
Yeah, I mean, is that how it goes?
Something like that's how like the beat drives it, like before the guitar solo comes in or whatever.
Isn't it like an 8-minute song?
It's a long ass song.
I only remember most of it because it was in Devil's Rejects.
If you really think about it, that's a big fuck you to whatever band is performing, because you know every asshole is always like, play Freebird. That's
said
a
that.
9-minute song.
Is that what you want? I'm it's playing like, it.
I'll play an 8-minute song. I'll play an 8-9-minute.
That's four
song.
Songs you ain't listening to now, pal.
We're cutting out all our top hits because of this.
I'll be honest with you. I can't really complain because my favorite band has songs that are just all over 10 15 minutes.
The
last song they play is 18 minutes long.
What band is this?
It's Between the Buried and Me.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard of them.
Progressive metal is it's a weird genre.
I always liked because ABR kind of started doing that a little bit with some of their newer stuff, too.
Yeah, it's not as good. They just stick I like to, their old they should stick more. To their own stuff.
Stick to their own stuff.
Stick it. Stick it. But yeah, you know.
This is No Geeks Allowed podcast. I'm James.
I'm Josh.
I watched both you. I watched you guys collaborate, and I'm like, fuck them. It's a turn. Yep. I just watched you're both like you faced
sides.
Him. You're like, if I don't look at James, he won't talk and interrupt us. And you guys started talking. I'm like, motherfuckers are going to. No, I'm tangenting myself. No, fuck this. No Geeks Allowed podcast. I'm James.
I was trying to rip out the cord so
I'm
he couldn't
Josh.
Talk. No way! I'm Josh. I already said
God
I'm Josh.
Damn it.
Did you hear me? I was like, I'm Josh.
Josh, I'm Still Loading's here.
All right. Thank you.
That was a weird one. What's up?
Sup, bitches. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Sup. Or I just do like, what are you doing?
But who's Brian then?
I am Brian. No,
he's fired. Brian. We fired him. He's
what?
Fired.
And who's the other person talking?
I don't know.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
I'd listen to a podcast
he's
with a ghost.
Ghost.
On
it.
It's an EMF. Just get a recorder. Just leave it in a spooky mansion.
It's Michael Jackson just talking.
That's Michael Jackson. It doesn't do anything else. Just goes.
I would listen to that podcast. I'm not gonna lie. If he was just a ghost, just doing hee hee all the time.
And in the middle of the podcast, it breaks for an ad for like Casper mattress. Just like wait a minute.
Wait. Let's not shit on Casper mattress.
Yeah, I love. I have one.
I have one also.
Fucking great.
Do you, actually, you guys actually?
Yeah, I have a case.
We actually have one. Yeah.
Did you use it like one of the podcast promo codes for it as well?
No.
I don't.
My wife bought it. So. I was telling her about it, and she bought it. I was like, damn it!
Don't
could've
remember
discount on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a good deal. We got a good deal on it, but
it was on sale.
Are they actually as comfortable as they advertise?
Kind of.
Well, I enjoy mine, personally, but I know James has some mixed feelings about his.
I like it. I liked it at first, like, a lot.
I mean,
it's very comfortable.
I wouldn't say anything too bad. I mean, you never know. You might get them as a sponsor at some point.
I love them.
I love Casper.
I love the ghost.
Sponsor my awesome podcast called The Rift.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love it. I have a king size, and it's fucking great. I just wish I would have tried out other ones because they have different like hardnesses.
Oh, okay. I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't make that joke without
I didn't
even
make
saying
a joke. I just laughed.
Oh, okay.
But,
get your mind out of the gutter, Josh.
I mean, it's quality. Like, I mean, I've had it for, I don't know, 3-4 years now. And it's the same. The best part is opening it, though. When that fucking thing blows out of the box. Like,
oh, it was awful.
Fantastic.
I hated it.
So he liked it and you hated
it. Yeah, well, there's actually a subtle story here of why I hated it because of James. Because like when he got his, you know, what was it like a month before I got mine?
Yeah.
Or like maybe like 2 months or something like that. And I was like, I am asking you about it. And like, you know, the inflating thing. I'm like, that's pretty neat. And like, I'm like, did it take long? You're like, oh, yeah, you have to like leave it like overnight and let it inflate. And I'm like, all right. So, you know, that makes sense, you know. And so when I get
you were
mine.
Just bullshitting it, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. So oh, yeah. When I get mine, like, you know, I sit up, I got the bed frame and all, like, I'm, like, ready to go, and I'm, like, and it's just me by myself, because I'm, like, this will be easy, it's a queen-size mattress, this will be fine. I cut it open, and it just explodes, and I'm, like, I'm pinned against the wall, and, like, it's a foam mattress, so there's, like, you can move it, and it just, there's, like, no give.
It fucking goes.
And I'm just, like, stuck, again, I'm, like, this thing is, I'm, like, it's wedged against the bed frame and the wall. And I'm like, I can't move it. And I can't get around. And I'm just like in the corner. I'm like in the corner just pushing with all my weight trying to get out of the goddamn corner.
You'd be like, where's the friendly ghost to help me push the mattress?
I'm going to write a review about this.
Fucking explodes like an IED.
Oh, just, yeah. It takes like 3 or 4 seconds and that thing is good.
Yep.
And it's like, because like you can hear it. Like there's a moment too. It's like, as soon as you, like, cause like, you know, comes really wrapped up, you start cutting away the layers, and it starts, like, expanding. You're like, that's pretty quick. Sure. And, like, that should have been a red flag instantly in my head. But then there's, like, that last one where you hit the last little straggle, and you just to really go, and then you have about, like, 2 seconds to really be like, okay, I need to get out of the way right now. Or it's just like, it's like
just
a
knock you through the window.
It's like a fucking raft when you pull
like,
the emergency
Christmas
cord.
Christmas Vacation where he brings the tree.
Yeah.
He opens it up, just bursts out the windows.
That's exactly what I thought of when
so
I opened it.
That is basically what happened to me. So I have nothing bad to say about Casper. Fuck you, James. But
that's my bad. It's my bad. I got nothing to say. In my head, I was like, I forgot like I was fucking with you. And then I get a text. He's like, "You son of a bitch!" I was like, "What are you talking about, dude?" I was like, "Oh yeah, my bad. I forgot to tell you that fucking thing just like blows up. You're good."
Oh, yeah.
To go.
And then, like, it was hot as fuck too. And like, I'm sweating after I got out of that thing because I'm like putting my feet against the wall trying to like push it because it's just wedged. Oh my god.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's my bad.
So that's my Casper mattress story. But I like great mattress though.
Fucking
it's
great
really
mattress.
Comfortable.
Quality. I fucking
really enjoyed it. You like a more softer mattress.
I do.
Though.
I do
yeah.
A little bit softer. Yeah.
It's a little firm.
I'm a medium firm guy. Like it can't be too soft because then I feel like I'm like folding in on myself.
Yeah.
But if it's too like firm, then it just like you feel
you like Goldilocks.
Comfortable.
I actually don't know what you're talking about. But
you know what you're talking about?
You ever sat like a too soft bed and you just get swallowed by it?
But yeah, that's too soft. I'm like, what's too firm?
Well, it's when like...
You ever sleep
like,
on the floor?
Literally.
Yeah.
It's not quite that bad, but if a mattress is too firm, I literally like I get sore like on my hips because I always sleep on my side. Like if I was sleeping on my back or stomach, it wouldn't be too bad, but I always sleep on my side. So like when a mattress is too firm, it actually it doesn't necessarily hurt, but it makes it really uncomfortable. Like it causes like this continuous like
you get constipation from that. You know that?
Can you really?
Yeah.
From sleeping on your side?
From sleeping on too firm of a.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
I got. I don't know if you're telling me the truth right now.
That's how cancer was created.
What? Sleeping on your.
Yeah, too firm magic. Get constipated. Like sleep on the floor.
I don't know if I want to Google that and have that in my search history.
It's called blue waffle syndrome.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Oh man, that'll be an interesting episode.
Yeah, worth a shot. It's a numbers game. Just throw them out.
Shotgun method.
See what
spread it around. Someone will do it.
But so we were in the before we get into what we did done do. You like that?
Huh?
Din da do. Din
did who? What?
Never mind. I'll cut that out later.
Okay,
so
yeah,
like
I mean, yeah.
Actually, I might not.
It's
I'm too lazy. So, Josh, what have you been up to? Anything been? You've been playing anything that's been? What's been? What do you do? Like, you what do you play? Like, what's Josh not making episodes content like?
I
what
just
do you,
would, What do you do? What do you even do? Question you just asked another human being.
What is your purpose?
What is your purpose? I've been playing Super Mario RPG on the Super Nintendo. Stuck on the final boss.
And, love it.
Mad about it.
Smithy.
I'm stuck on him. Excited for Mario Maker 2 coming out this Friday. That should be really awesome.
That looks cool.
I'm looking forward to that.
Did you play the first one a lot?
Yeah, not a lot, but I played it.
I watched some of them. People make them impossible levels, like 0.001% complete. And I watched someone complete, because there's always a YouTube person who's done it. Fucking beast. Like, the strategy.
I've been like, because like, it's weird. What I get into on YouTube, it's like always like I go like real far into it, and it's like bizarrely specific. So like,
Midget porn? Like, more specific.
Come on,
like black midget porn.
That's somewhere else. Oh. I mean, what?
Black midget amputee.
Ooh.
No, there's a YouTuber or Twitch streamer named Grand Pooh Bear. He's a speedrunner, Mario speedrunner. And he like posts videos all the time of like some of his Twitch streams. And the shit that he does is like crazy. Like, some of the moves that he pulls off in that game, he's able to like analyze these levels he's never played before and figure them out relatively quickly, despite how difficult they are.
That's some good reflexes.
It's crazy.
And there's like a lot of invisible blocks in like the hardest levels.
Yeah, I've seen
funny. You can like, a lot of times he predicts where they're at because they're almost always at the same spots. So like, if there's like a gap coming up, it's almost always just directly above it, because that'll be your direct jumping path. So what he has to do is jump beforehand, so that way he can jump through the invisible block instead of into it.
Yeah.
So I've been watching a lot of his stuff, playing Super Mario RPG. I actually need to play some more games for upcoming episodes of the podcast. Like, I did Uncharted a couple weeks ago. I need to play through the rest of the Uncharted series again. I've already played through them once before, but I need to replay some of them because I plan on doing the rest of them at some point.
Does that bother you, having to like? I know you like, you probably enjoy it, but like, I know you have shit you haven't played in your house.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then you're going back and playing something again. Like, does that, like, because it irks the shit out of me. Like, right now I'm playing old-ass games that I bought in 2015, and it bothers me because, like, the Steam Summer Sale's on right now, and I want to buy more games. And
is the Summer Sale going on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Shout out.
Yeah. God, I didn't know that.
Sponsor.
So free shit.
Well, I guess what I know what I'm doing when I go home. Yep. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Oh, that happens all the time. Like,
how do you decide? Because your collection's huge.
I have to play Uncharted for some upcoming episodes. Also, I'm planning on doing all the Naughty Dog like library. So I'm going to be doing Crash Bandicoot, Jack and Daxter again. Now, granted, Crash Bandicoot, I've never beaten the game all the way through because they're tough as shit. Yeah, no, I've never. I mean, I played them a lot when I was a kid and when I didn't own a PlayStation. Now that I have one, it's just, you know, hard to find time to play anything other than just whatever you're... I mean, between the podcast and work and everything else, it's just hard to find any time to do anything.
Fact.
Yes. True.
I mean, that's honestly why I do bi-weekly podcasts, because it's too fucking difficult to find content on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And I lose motivation so fast. Like, I don't know how you guys do it. Like, coming up with an episode each week, you know, granted, like...
It's a mental illness is really what it is.
Well, like, I feel like it's a little bit easier, at least, because you guys can bounce off each other. Like,
it's what we would do anyway if he was coming over.
Exactly. So
we just
like
ramble about bullshit.
Yeah.
But it's what you guys are fucking funny, so it works out.
I don't even know what I say half the time. It's really, really more troublesome.
So there's a coworker of mine listening back through some of my old episodes, and they'll say, like, oh, yeah, you talked about this. I'm like, I did?
Yep.
I don't remember saying that at all. Like, I barely, there's my buddy from Firespin Gaming, he makes fun of me all the time, because he'll say, like, I'll be telling him something, he's like, you already said that on the podcast. I'm like, well, fuck, I didn't say it to you, I didn't know that you listened to that episode. He listens to every episode, so I should just really know by this point.
I'm glad your friends support your podcast.
Our friends hate listening to us in general.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck them, I listen to them even more.
Well, the dude from...
Because we'll do these conversations and just take over an entire room as we're just talking, and people just be like, yeah, it's my baby's shower. And we're just like, yeah, but Kevin Spacey was in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
can you say that on mic, please?
Yeah.
You just bring it over like a microphone.
And then people just, then they get sucked into the conversation. And like, they're like, they probably had something important to say. And we're like, nah, we're talking about Kevin Spacey's balls.
Yeah. It comes up a lot.
I really want to know what conversations you have.
You should join our conversations then. It's pretty interesting.
James, what would you do to get into
Kevin
Hollywood?
Spacey's balls.
Kevin Spacey's balls.
I'm just going to go right for it. Okay, cool.
We're starting off from there. It can only go downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck drug addiction. I'm going right for the balls. Yeah. Go for the casting couch.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you wouldn't just think, sell out. You know, no, not that at all.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Well, good. We all know what your price is now. Cool.
I'm glad cheap. I'm glad this is an everyday conversation for you guys as to what you would sell out for to get into Hollywood.
It's basically just what would we sell out for anything? What would you do to get this pack of gum? If you didn't have any money, I don't know about this one. It's like spearmint. It's all right.
I keep trying to put his social on the dark web, but he just won't give it to me. I'm just trying to make at least $10.
Yeah, I mean,
at least 10.
I feel like they would probably get you back. You'd be like, this thing sucks. I was way off.
His credit score is awful, actually.
I was way off, better off than the other one.
Wait a minute.
I bought this one from a crackhead. It's better.
I got a receipt. $10.
For a social.
They turn themselves in just so I get caught. I bought it off this guy.
It's tax deductible.
Well, I mean, honestly, not a lot of my friends listen to the podcast. Like, my friend Josh from Firespins Gaming, the only reason he even listens to it is because that's how we became friends. Like, he started listening to my podcast. I met him at like a trade show, like a little game, video game swap meet. And he had a booth set up and he was selling some of his extras, some of his doubles. And he was just telling me, and I saw his card. I'm like, oh shit, I follow you on Instagram. And he's like, oh, you're still loading pod. I listened to your podcast. And then we kind of started talking. We went game hunting one time. It was weird because I got into a complete stranger's car to go game hunting. I didn't even know him at this time.
Taking risks, man.
I didn't know who this guy was, but it ended up like he's a good guy. But he does like to bust my balls a lot. It's pretty funny.
Well, that's good. That's awesome. That's like, we don't really get many people listen to our podcast that we know in real life, I feel like.
It's really pretty much him and a couple, like one friend or two from work. Like, my wife doesn't even fucking listen to the podcast.
I ran into, past couple art shows, I ran into people who I never met before that, like, hey, I listen to your show. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Hey, we share that with the class.
Well, they recognized me. You weren't there.
They recognize you. It's an audio-only podcast.
To be fair, he only posts pictures of himself on the
I know. I've seen that. Channel. Dick.
You don't send me shit. Send me shit.
Take pictures of me.
No.
Am I a pretty boy?
No.
That was a weird tweet that I just made.
I'm just going to leave that as follow up.
I'd post like pictures of you. Like, I cut your face out and put you on shit.
Yeah.
And he puts his face on top of it, so he's just standing next to himself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. More me.
Oh, well, that's... Thanks, Josh. You're not allowed on here anymore.
And that's it for Josh, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my
Go
God.
Check out Still Loading.
You just impersonate me. Oh, yeah. No, it does suck trying to find, like, games that I have not played already that I'm like, well, I want to do this for the podcast. Like, eventually I want to do the original Final Fantasy because freaking one of my own, like, the literally one of the few requests that I've ever gotten was the original Final Fantasy. I just haven't gotten around to
the Game Boy one?
No. Like, then he... Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's how he does it.
It took me a second. I'm like, is he being serious? Nah.
It's that straight face where he just kind of looks at you like, I believe it.
It's bad, man. Sometimes, like, it takes me a little bit to read sarcasm when someone says it with a straight face. Like, and their tone is completely serious. If they say something sarcastic with sarcastic tone, I get it right away. But it's whenever they're bullshitting me, it takes me like a split second longer.
I will say that James is really bad with that too, because he just commits.
I do. I go all in.
Yeah, he just like literally, he'll just look at you straight in the like right in the eyes, just like no look on his face, just like, yeah, the Game Boy one. And you're just like, wait a minute, and you start to second guess your own, like, you're like, is that the first one somehow? Like, no, that can't be right.
Fuck him. He's not right.
But he said it so confidently.
Fuck him. There's no way. And just like a little bit, like your psyche wall crumbles just like a little bit, and I'm like, I'm in.
All of a sudden, it's like you're six
own
or seven
real estate in your head.
I'm in.
You're 6 or 7 seconds in a dead silence, just not saying anything because you're thinking. Yep, I've been there.
Gotta cut this portion of the podcast because it's just silence of Brian trying to be like.
It's funny, right? When I say these things to people, like, I always picture Osmosis Jones, like, the movie. Like, that's, I'm 100% convinced that's how everybody's body is. I know that's not probably right.
That was a great movie.
I liked it.
I did enjoy
it. I just like it because it gave me that visual thing. Now I think that's how my body works. But, like, when I do shit to other people, I just picture their mayor, like, get me somebody on the phone. Check this shit. Check, fuck him. Not right. No fucking way he's right.
Sir, he's
you
not
could be
right.
In your room it. With all your collection and looking at the card, and I'm just like, the Game Boy one, right? And you're just like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's that second guessing. It's where it gets you.
Yep.
Yeah. So, fuck yeah, I fully understand. you know, but that the first Final Fantasy, it's an interesting one because that's a flawed game.
I'm very nervous to try it out only because since it was on the NES, they couldn't really have a lot because it was on the NES. They couldn't really there wasn't a lot of real estate for text, so all of their spells are abbreviated to just three letters.
Awful.
So like fire is like FRE, like water would be like WTR, and then you get to like strange ones where it's like how do you like they're like certain like well, like air and what like air and like fire might be
air is A R I.
Are they just fucking up so bad?
That'd be great.
But like no, there's like certain spells like Thundaga, like how what would be thunder? Like how do you can you tell the difference between thunder, Thundaga, or thunder, Thundara, and Thundaga? Like the three different levels of thunder. Like
it's like a quiz.
Well, I don't know. But like how would you like would they just do like T1, 2, and 3? Like,
fuck, he just returned it back to me. I felt stupid real quick. I'm like,
I just got you.
I was like,
got you, bitch. Fuck you, headshot.
But like in my head I think it'd be like T1, T2, and T3, but
T1000.
But like if since it's not Thunder 1, 2, and 3, do they just like do THD, TH, or TDA?
Yeah, I want to know in that meeting like how they just like who's like, you know, we're doing it this way.
Well, it's even crazy. Like I don't know too much about this, but like on like Japanese versions of like NES games, it was really difficult to like write text because you only have so many pixels like to make kanji and shit like that, and they're like bizarrely kanji's complicated. It's not like the letter A or B or C. It's not like Western letter English letters. It's, you know, full on symbols. And so
moon runes.
It's like moon rocks.
Now, everything can cast a spell if you read it right. You just can't read it right.
That's a weird philosophy to live by.
I'm just convinced.
Like, you ever see the meme about like summoning a dad?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The New Balance one?
I don't know if it's the Newgrounds one. Have you ever seen that before?
I have not, but I feel like I've already done it.
It was, hold on, I actually...
Put them shorts on?
Oh, look at these. Oh, man, these shorts are riding up high. It's great.
It was like, how to summon a dad. Make a circle out of power tools. Screwdrivers and wrenches will do in a pinch. Place a pair of socks inside sandals in the middle of the summoning circle. Chant, hi, hungry, I'm dad, over and over. Touch the thermostat.
Touch the thermostat.
I love that.
I'll be honest with you. I don't have power tools. I'm not about that life.
You're not a dad yet.
Nope.
It's clearly.
No,
it's clear. The minute you become a father is the minute you start getting power tools for Christmas and your birthday.
At the minute I become a father, I'm jumping out the window. I'm running away.
No, like on the Japanese like Famicom cards, like it was really difficult for them to like, for them to write kanji in like their letters because they're so much more complex. So like the designers would literally have to find ways of designing the kanji to make it legible on the screen or just use different words because they couldn't use the words they wanted to because it was just like the system itself just could not fit like the pixels just wouldn't work. It's really interesting.
That's just a testament to them to be like, we're still making this game.
It's the same thing with like fucking old chiptune music. They only had like three sound channels. I know I've said that like a million times before in like other episodes, but you know they only have so many channels to work with, so they have to be creative with the soundtrack. So
true.
It's a similar concept.
Yeah, I guess. Text. I never looked at it like that. Yeah, to me it just seemed like text would be a lot harder, but
I think text would. I mean,
reading's hard.
There's
not really for normal people.
Whatever.
But no, I'm fascinated by that shit. I love like learning about useless things.
Actually, I just heard. Was it the Secret of Mana series? That was actually those games, which were originally
Careful.
The sequels were the Japanese games.
Not opposed to punching you right now.
The he's getting closer.
He's inching.
But now I'm to my head.
Because I know you're gonna say something stupid about
it's
it. You're
not gonna
fucking
be so
piss
stupid.
Me off.
Yeah, you don't know that. It could be an informal.
Fucking say dumb shit. I know you're gonna fucking lead into it and be like, and it was the worst game ever made.
So apparently, like the translation from Japanese to English was too much for them to actually make a separate cartridge for the Western market. It's one of the reasons why the game couldn't be brought over. It's so like it would
a Secret of Mana.
Yeah, I think they have multiple sequels.
There's third one's coming now.
There's three total games. In Japanese, they're called Seiken Densetsu. I think I pronounced that incorrectly.
I like it.
But the first one was released, I want to say, on Game Boy as like Final Fantasy Legend or maybe it was Final Fantasy Mystic Quest on the Super Nintendo. But they're like the first one did come to the US, but it was under the Final Fantasy name. I just can't remember for the life of me, and probably a bunch of angry nerds are going to be upset that I don't remember it. But
just make up a name. What do you want to call it?
Final Fantasy. I don't
10.
Know.
Alpha Turbo.
Alpha Turbo.
Final Everything Fantasy. Was Alpha Turbo on the
SNES.
Just
go to, like, Street
that could
Fighter
actually be true.
Monikers.
You never know. It might be actually true.
Alpha Turbo GX.
And Seiken Densetsu 2 was Secret of Mana on the SNES. And then 3 just never got released. But
what's
I didn't
coming?
Because on the collection now.
And I am can't wait to buy a Switch now. Because they're just like, we'll get them.
I will also say from what I heard, and this is actually not great for you.
Go ahead, say something stupid.
It's actually not like that's not actually good news. It's you remember that Secret of Mana remake they did, which they redid like everything in the game.
They didn't. Yeah. I mean, they tried.
Yeah,
I heard it was not very well done.
Yeah,
they're doing the same thing for the other games.
Why?
I don't know.
What did they do? For you. What did they do wrong on the Secret of Mana like re-release?
They didn't take into account the fact that they just tried to make it 3D, but still used the same like 2D mechanics. So like, there's parts when you're fighting bosses where you just clip and you can't really. The hitbox doesn't work.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't play the game. I watched people run through it because I'm like, if I'm going to spend the money on it, and it's got like the worst ratings
it's like
on like
$40 too, wasn't it? It's a ridiculous amount of money.
$40. And I was like,
well, like it's better than like a brand new title. It's like 60. 40 is like generally used for their experimental things.
I mean, I'm just annoyed now watching like Resident Evil get the remake, and then now Final Fantasy VII getting the remake. And I look over at Secret of Mana, like my favorite game, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, they
you
really...
give me this. Yeah, I just fanboyed and got mad.
But apparently they're doing the same thing with the
other. That's fucking dumb.
See, I don't even got to talk shit. I just got to tell the truth.
I know, that's even worse.
I know,
it's just like,
great?
I got no barrier. I don't got protection because I'm like...
I will say I did get like you know trolled too because of that Final Fantasy VI remake where they redid all the artwork and the music. So like the Which? Yeah, the 6...
They did a 6 remake?
The 3... Or it's
well,
the
back
3DS
then.
One. They re-released the Final Fantasy VI. They did all the new artwork. It's like cel-shaded in.
Oh,
and
really?
They redid all the music, even though the soundtrack is amazing in the original. Yeah.
It's not good on the remake?
It's just
different.
Like, it's just like, why? It's like you literally have something that's so great and like you know well-received. There's no reason to change it. Just like re-release the game. That's all it is. Just re-release the game.
I'm always impressed in Final 6 / 3 in the U.S. of that opera, the opera house scene.
Yeah,
where like,
that is pretty because
they did their best to mimic opera on the Super Nintendo when they
pretty
couldn't
good.
Really...
It's not bad.
It's not awful. It's not awful considering they...
Like Castlevania did a pretty good job, too, for most of their levels.
In like Castlevania 4 or whatever?
Whatever the SNES one was.
That was like there's 13 like two of those in the. Well, there's Super Castlevania, which is Castlevania 4, and then there's Castlevania Dracula X.
I don't think it was that one. I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
What about
that.
Castlevania
that's,
Alpha Mega?
That's fucking
Alpha
expensive.
Turbo.
If you ever find a copy of Dracula X for the Super Nintendo, that's like a $200 card. It's
damn, really?
Fucking expensive.
I didn't even heard of it. I always...
There was... So, it was originally for, like, the twin... It was, like, the PC Engine or, like, the... What is it? TurboGrafx in the US. Okay. But it was only released in Japan for the TurboGrafx. I'm 90% sure, at least. And then it was released in the US, but on the Super Nintendo... But because the Super Nintendo isn't as powerful as the TurboGrafx, they had to cut a lot of shit out.
Huh.
You could actually buy the version of it on the Wii Shop before the Wii Shop closed down. Like, you could buy the original TurboGrafx version on the Wii Shop before it closed
in
down.
Japanese?
Yeah. I think they did translate it, but it's the Japanese version that they just translated.
Oh, okay.
It's not like the Super Nintendo American version.
Oh, okay.
Just localized it.
I actually did buy it before the Wii Shop closed
oh, no
down
shit.
Like a year ago or two. But there was when the Wii Shop was announcing it closed down, there were so many different lists out. Like, here are like great games on the Wii Shop that's going either very expensive to get like the physical copy of, or you're just not going to find on any other digital consoles. Because for some reason I didn't know this when I was like researching all this, but like, the Wii Virtual Console, the Wii U Virtual Console, and the 3DS Virtual Console all have different games.
That's annoying.
Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. They have a lot of the main ones. You know, like, all the Mario Brothers are all released. All, like, the big titles are on there. But, like,
one.
A game that was released on the Wii Virtual Console might not be on the Wii U Virtual Console and vice versa.
Yeah.
It was really strange.
I can't wait to pirate this game later.
And a lot of them are, like, it was smarter to get it on the Wii because the Wii outputs in its native... resolution. On the Wii U, if you get like a Nintendo game, they have to upscale it through the emulator, which ends up being kind of like wonky looking.
Yeah.
But if you play it through the original Wii, you get the original proper like 240p resolution on it because the Wii could actually output.
That's fucking cool.
Actually,
it's really weird to think that like technology's gotten so far advanced that like the older technology that it should be, like, it just can't do anymore. It doesn't have the capability to do shittier stuff.
Yeah, it is so kind of strange. Bizarre.
I guess it makes sense. That's how, you know, progress.
I mean, it's not as bizarre as you think. You're not going to put a Corvette engine in a Model T.
I would.
Just
fuck you, Henry Ford.
I do what I want.
Hey, James, nice point there.
You got me. Got nothing.
I was actually, the other day, I was really thinking about we talk about, like, you know, games getting re-released and stuff like that. Like, Nintendo really does not do a lot of that for not even just their first-party games. A lot of games that were just put out on their system.
Because they do,
like,
good games the first time. They don't need to.
I'm just saying, like, even just putting them out on different consoles.
Right.
I mean, they kind of do that with the Switch Virtual Console. Well, it's not a virtual console, but the Switch Online service is pretty interesting. Because, like, you can actually play, like, Mario Brothers multiplayer online with friends.
Yeah.
Like, what you would have done, it's the exact same game.
Do you still
game.
Need a friend code?
I don't know about, I think so. But it's the exact same game, though. Like, so you know how you would play, like, two-player on Mario Brothers 3 where, like, you would each take turn beating levels in the system. Like,
so, Brian, if you had friends and you had someone that would come over, two people could play Mario. That's what he's talking about.
No way. You guys are bullshitting, right?
I like how he didn't even acknowledge the fact that he didn't have any friends. He just kind of rolled through. He's like, yeah, you're right.
He's just holding back tears. He's like,
it's true. Josh, I'm dead inside anyways. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
But I wanted to play the sequels to Rogue Squadron. The GameCube ones, because the second one's considered the best game out of the series. Even the first one's great.
Fact.
But they were both GameCube games. Yeah, try finding those games. Not easy. I think you literally have to buy just a GameCube
I see them in a decent amount of time at like game stores though.
Yeah, like, but I'm talking if I wanted to have like a Switch or like, you know, only like a virtual console, anything like that, you're not going to find that game.
Well, a lot of the times it's also because they have to deal with freaking licensing and shit. True. Like that. Like, one of the reasons, like, for example, when the Super Nintendo Classic came out, Earthbound was on it. Even though I'm pretty sure Earthbound is kind of an in-house game because it was developed by HAL Labs, I think. I'm worried I'm wrong with that. But in any case, one of the reasons they were worried that it took so long to actually get re-released is because there's a lot of moments in that game that they basically just sampled Beatles songs and shit like that. So they were worried they were going to get, they sampled Beatles songs. Like, you would actually hear melodies from Beatles songs, and they were probably worried they were going to get sued because
the monkeys.
I thought you meant like
make all the music nerds angry.
I meant the fluttering of Beatles the whole time.
Yeah. It's probably Nickelback.
You know what? Nickelback better than Beatles.
Ugh.
Yeah. Some people say, you know, Imagine Dragons is the new Nickelback.
You know what? Why you guys say dumb shit?
I don't think that.
See,
isn't it
like, isn't it fun? It's like infectious.
This is hurtful.
I didn't even expect him to have that reaction. Do you like Imagine Dragons?
Fuck no, they're fucking terrible.
I'll be honest with you, if you said that to me, I'd just look at you and be like, okay. And an honest answer, I'm like, that's neat.
I'm not a music shaming person. I just don't really get it. I just don't get it.
Music shaming or get Imagine Dragons?
He doesn't get music.
I don't get Nickelback. Nickel Dragons.
Nickel Dragons.
Nickel Dragons.
Imagine Ooh. Back.
That sounds like a sex thing.
Imagine Back? That'd be a pretty good spinoff band.
I like that. Imagine Back.
Imagine Back. That's actually not bad. Someone's, yo, let's start it up.
Copyright.
We're getting the band
us.
Together.
Imagine Back.
Imagine Back. Imagine Back to what?
It's like Mongolian goth gospel. Imagine Back.
And you get that weird, throat singing, like...
It's like, I feel like you have to be in like a really like gothic castle to sing that.
Yeah, like gothic, not like spooky, like just architecturally. You just sing about architecture. Like gothic architecture.
Every architect's favorite band. In the world. Like, you see a bunch of people like protractors coming to concerts holding it up.
This is
like,
sweet. T-square. I would go to that concert. No joke.
They're not throwing up
this.
The horns. They're just throwing up T-squares. Yeah. Like,
I would people
the
watch
mosh
the shit.
Are super violent. Fuck because yeah. Everyone's beating each other
with
T-squares.
Great, Josh.
This actually sounds like a great idea.
I might have to rock a Google on this one to figure out if this exists.
Architecture specific metal.
Apparently architecture's super violent in the pit. Just super violent architecture.
They throw them like these protractor kicks, like they're just like they angle it out real well, like, all right, here we go. Jump kick.
If I run at this angle, the wall of death will be mine.
Yeah.
I will conquer.
They all calculate the same thing, just all headbutt each other and just everybody
either
dies.
That or like it's not violent at all. They just build like human pyramids the whole time.
That'd be kinda cool.
I'd be down with that too.
They just these these giant, like, human-shaped, like, houses. Or, like,
Da Vinci's Bridge. They all just link.
Just make a house out of, like, human bodies all, like, layered on top of each other.
This one has French doors.
It turns into, like, an HGTV. People try to sell it to other people. Yeah. Would you like to buy all these people?
Get some tulips in the garden.
Oh, my God. I want to see this so bad now.
Well, Josh, you know what? We're apparently going to an architect concert. You know?
Architecture metal.
Yeah, architecture metal. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
There's
a million other metal genres. Why not this?
Just add one more. Then we roll it
into other professions. I mean, you don't want carpenter metal, though, because there's a lot of knives everywhere. A lot of blades.
That probably already exists. Carpenter metal.
They all wear like just like,
or they're just all like self-hating because they all like work with wood, but it's carpenter metal.
Oh, there you go. Look at that dad joke.
I know.
See, he's already a dad and he doesn't know it.
It's the shorts.
Wearing those Birkenstock sandals.
He's got jean shorts on right now.
Not jean shorts.
He cut his jeans to make shorts.
Those jorts.
Shorts.
We've got a jorts convention here.
He's like, I could just buy new jeans in the fall, but I'll cut these into shorts. They got like the strands.
He buy a pair of jeans, you cut off the bottoms to make them into jorts. You take the bottoms and you sew them to your underwear to get a second pair of jorts price of one.
If I ever own a pair of jean shorts in my life,
you're wearing a pair right now.
If I ever buy one,
you didn't buy
that
them?
Is the day that you will find me hanging in the bathroom.
You're gonna let other people have to find that. You're gonna kill yourself, and people have to walk in to see you wearing fucking jorts. That's fucked up.
I'll be in the bathroom though. I'll do it over the toilet.
You're still wearing jorts. They have to see that. They're gonna be like, oh. That motherfucker's wearing jean shorts. He made them? They're not even, like, hemmed. Like, you just cut them with, like...
shittily sewn.
You use those, like, those craft scissors. They're cut, like, zigzags.
It's, like... So, it's the scissors actually have zigzags on the blades, right?
You know one pan leg's way longer than the other.
Zigzag. The scissors did it for
you. You eyeballed it. You didn't... Like, you cut the one. Like, they're still wearing them. You're like, yeah,
the crotch is
right.
In the back.
You're completely masochistic. You go through with a hole punch steadily. Like,
we'll get there.
We're going to get there. To get to the other side. Almost there.
You know, I got a good grade in home ec, so you know what? I think my sewing skills top notch.
Super random. When I was in home ec, we had to make pillows. I made a Dragon Ball Z pillow.
I think everyone made pillows.
I made a pillow. I made a jester hat too.
Why?
There was an option.
Oh, there was an option for a jester hat.
Yeah, it was, you know, the one with, like the frill and the ball at the end and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, I made one of them.
The Merlin hats.
No.
Yeah,
it's like a jester hat. It's got like multiple.
He's a jester.
He's a wizard.
It's a joke anyway.
He's a contributing member to history.
He's
real.
He's literally nothing.
He's real in King Arthur's totally real tales.
Totally real.
I'm still convinced on that. I'm not. I don't want to bring that back up. But it's still legit. I've not heard enough evidence contrary that King Arthur didn't exist.
I googled it on the episode. It was created by a guy. In fact, I looked it up on the episode. It wasn't real.
No.
There's
technically
been theories that like there might have been a king at one point named Arthur, but not like the stories that you read with like a fucking wizard.
Yeah,
and Arthur,
I think that's
like
a little exaggerated. He was probably just a really good guy with finance and helped him run the town.
There was a guy named King Arthur. Doesn't mean it was like fucking Excalibur. He pulled the shit out of the fucking ocean.
He could just call his blade Excalibur. He didn't have to like. He literally was like, I pulled it out of a rock.
Most people couldn't read back then. Ain't nobody calling shit Excalibur.
You know what Merlin did? He was apparently really good at reading. That's why he was a wizard.
We're not talking about this shit. I'm done. It's not fucking real. It's not fucking real.
The evidence isn't there. Evidence isn't there to disprove it.
But I fucking Googled it. It's not real.
Google's not real.
Oh, fuck you. I'm done with you. Let's talk about Josh.
Josh, bring it back to Merlin.
No. Get him. We got him on the ropes.
He's sweating.
I'm sweating.
It's fucking hot in here.
It is really hot in here.
Let's talk about So we all did a thing over the weekend.
Why do you make this so weird?
Just leaves it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dramatic pause.
Keep going.
Three grown men.
In a hot room.
Went to a convention. There was people dressed like wolves at this convention.
They were furries.
Yeah.
We were at this convention. Some might say it was a furry convention.
No.
No?
The furry would.
There was like two people.
It's enough.
I feel like the furry might
If you put one scoop of Nesquik in your milk, it's chocolate milk. You don't even got to start. It's,
yeah, don't give him that opening.
As soon as you put it in there. It's chocolate milk.
They're not this. It's not an actual.
See, Josh, now you're learning. Don't leave that door slightly cracked where he can put his foot in there. And he's like, "Yep, I'm in the room now." You're going.
It's true. So my parents had to put a lock on the door. But y'all having sex?
You making me a brother?
Nope. Your dad fixed your pipe game.
That's it.
Boo.
It's amazing I was even born.
You're not my dad.
You say that as you're walking out the door like, I could do better.
Rookie.
What?
Shut the door, bitch.
His parents just split up because of it.
But we went to a Too Many Games convention again.
Your mom's like, you're right. You could do better.
You know, I always wanted to say it, but I never really had the guts.
Roll Tide.
Thank God.
Anyway, yeah, we went to Too Many Games.
Which is probably one of my favorite conventions to go to at this point.
It is really fun. I do enjoy that convention a lot.
This is our second year in a row. How many years have you been going, Josh?
Like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Has it?
Oh, my God.
I know that's Nickelback. Got you, TJ.
And you said with my dad jokes over here. Come on.
That's not a dad
that's
joke.
Pass the gene sorts over
like,
to you.
That's like an uncle joke.
I don't think that makes it better. That's a worse thing.
Uncles are cooler.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. What kind of uncles did you have?
They're the ones that like
film you when you're in the bathtub.
What about Uncle Touchy?
Uncle Scoot.
Uncle Scoot. You got Scoot going around just scooting.
Fuck Uncle Scoot.
No, I've been going to the con for like 6 years though, or so, like 5 or 6 years. So
has it progressively getting better? Like what?
Overall, so like this year was actually not as good as last year in my opinion, but that's because so I bought so they have different like you know. Ticket options you can buy, you know, single day or like all weekend passes and whatnot. They also have these things called a mini boss package and a final boss package. The mini boss gets you 3 days to the con as well as a t-shirt and some like bonus raffle tickets, more than they give you at the door or whatever. The final boss package, which is what I've gotten for the last like 4 years or so, it's fucking expensive, but it like they give you a lot of stuff with it. So it's like $100 some odd. But for that $100 some odd, you get a 3 day pass. You get a t-shirt, you get a bag, kind of like a satchel bag type of thing. You get...
It's a purse.
A merce, yeah.
No, I said what I said.
No, I heard you.
just kidding.
But so, and then there's usually stuff like extra goodies in the bag. Like this year, there's like a cool pin that had like a Too Many Games pin. They also, this year, had like one of those cell phone brick chargers. You know,
oh,
like
nice.
Those nice
yeah,
ones.
Those things are good. I actually
and it has like the Too Many Games logo on it. They also had like a $5 Uno coupon for Uno Pizza, not Uno the cards.
I was like, yo, I get a card game? Yeah, right?
What the hell is Uno Pizza?
It's like Chicago style pizza.
Like a chain.
There's actually one kind of close to the convention center. It's not my favorite either.
I hate Chicago style pizza.
They put sauce, cheese, crust, or sauce, cheese, dough. That's the order of it. They put sauce on the top. It's really strange.
Is it like deep dish?
Yeah.
Thick.
Well, I shouldn't say that all of it's like that. When I went to Chicago with some friends, that's how they served it. It was really strange.
I don't like it.
I'm just
like
passing it. Over that thick comment, though.
I didn't say that.
I heard you. But no, so
I stand by what I say.
So you get all that stuff, and then on top of that, you get admittance to an after party only for the final boss package, like ticket holders, as well as you get to mingle with all the guests, like all the YouTubers and all the like any people who hosted panels, all the vendors, and. For the most part, every year has been pretty fucking great with that. With the exception this year was the con itself was pretty good, but like considering you pay all that money with the assumption that you're going to go to the after party, you go to the after party and no one's like none of the YouTubers or guests are there. It's kind of like, what did you pay the money for at that point?
Yeah.
True.
Now, granted, you still get a lot of extra shit on top of that, but for me, I might just downgrade now to the mini boss package because I still get a t-shirt. I don't get the bag anymore, but I already have like 5 of those things.
Yeah.
So it's...
I like the t-shirt design this year, the Animal Crossing one.
The t-shirt design this year was Animal Crossing. The final boss t-shirt design was actually a Game Genie design. Like
cool.
Like the electric like things coming out of it. 2 years ago at the final, like, this is what I was saying, how, like, it's, like, this year wasn't as good as, it was still good, like, I'm still going to go back, and I love the con. 2 years ago at the final boss party, they usually have, like, a exclusive music performance, and then a DJ plays until, like, 3 a.m. or something, like, it's crazy late. the music performances the last 2 years were excellent. And this year, it kind of missed the mark for me. It was kind of more like a punk rock feel, which is fine. That, you know, maybe it's just not my cup of tea. But that's all they had. Like, it was just the that band. They didn't have a DJ for you afterwards to, like, dance to or anything like that. Because
DJ Cutman did last year. It was the year before. He, one of them, I think he did, right?
He So last year, it was a DJ named, oh my gosh, I'm going to, it's going to, A-Rival. That was the DJ's name. And he did the year before. So 2 years ago, it was A-Rival's, at least the first time that I saw him do the, because I've only done it for, like, the Final Boss thing for, like, about 4 years now. But A-Rival did the thing about 2 years ago. And it was just batshit crazy because what happened, like, it was Megaran performing, which was awesome. I love Megaran's music.
Fantastic.
And he's amazing live, so it was even
You've
better.
Seen him live.
Have I?
Yeah, we saw him with MC Chris, Adam Warlock, MC Lars. We saw all of them.
Wow, you remember that?
Yeah, that was
that
a great
was
concert.
Like 10 years ago.
Yep.
Damn.
Megaran's awesome.
I barely remember seeing
him. He's
MC
really
Chris.
Good.
Very talented.
So he performed, which was excellent. That's like, I love his music, so it was perfect for me. And then A-Rival went on, and I like you know, like chiptune, like EDM dance. As long as it's not the trance EDM shit, that gets on my nerves because then it's just the same beat over and over again. I like it when they mix in with like some what is it?
What PCP?
What?
No.
PCP.
No, ecstasy.
Oh, that's what. See, I'm fucking.
No, we know what. No, we're both wrong. It's Molly. That's the new thing.
Oh yeah.
Right?
What? Who's the fucking though?
Molly.
No.
Yeah, we figured it out.
It's like that. It's like a newer style of like
dubstep.
Dubstep. Yeah, they mix in. It's not just dubstep, but they mix in that for like breakdowns and shit. It's really good. At least I like it a lot.
Side note: what the hell is the difference between dubstep and like EDM?
You don't want to ask that.
I mean,
I'm asking. I need to know now.
I don't know like definitively, but like EDM is more just, you know, just think of just regular techno music and dubstep.
Like Daft Punk.
Daft Punk is like house. It's the same thing, whatever. But dubstep is kind of like what if techno went metal type of thing. Like they like that's the best way I can describe it.
Fair enough.
That sounds.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's
kind of cool description.
But like they do, they have a lot more like breakdownish style music than anything. I'll play something after we're done recording.
Skrillex invented.
Skrillex
it.
Is dubstep technically.
What a chick.
He invented it.
No.
Oh.
But no, so A-Rival was performing excellent music. It was a lot of fun. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden we see this like woman show up in like a really nice dress, like super fancy.
You're seeing the Matrix?
No, yeah, right.
Was the chick in the red dress? Don't fall for
but
that
it,
shit.
It was a
she had the white rabbit on her shoulder?
Yes. No. Ooh. But so they come in, she comes in, and there's a dude dressed up in a full tux. We're like, what are these guys doing here? And they're like, they're hanging out and they're dancing. Then they leave. And then 2 minutes later, a full wedding party comes in and crashes the after party. And just the place just erupts. Like everyone's fucking wasted. Oh, I
That's
wasn't.
Pretty great.
It was like the wedding party was already pretty drunk when they got there. It was clear they had just finished their reception because it was like 11 o'clock at night. There's no way the reception was like just starting. So
Plus
I think
the vampires.
I think they were coming back to the hotel from the reception. They heard the music. They're like, what's this? And just barged in. And
they had the recon group come in. They were like, yeah, take a peek.
You'll send the nerds.
That's pretty
in.
Much what it seemed like. And I still remember the one bridesmaid. I heard her yelling. She's like, what is this? And we're like, it's a video game convention. And her face was like, a video game convention?
Nerd!
Like, yeah, we nerds know how to fucking party.
She's like, I'm Rihanna.
So like that was like the peak. It's never gotten better than that for me. Last year was still really good.
Awesome part.
I still enjoyed it. The year, but this year it was kind of beat. Good news is, I mean, the fun part is I did get to meet some of the vendors there and like hang out with them.
There you go.
I met the dude who does Shadowbox, like video game Shadowbox.
They're fucking awesome.
They're yeah. really cool looking. Really cool. I bought one from him this year, like a Chrono Trigger one.
Yeah, so it was yeah, the campfire really one. Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
For those who follow me on Instagram, Still Owning Pod on Instagram.
Shameless plug.
I'm on the show. Fuck you.
I'm going
to
cut
see
that
a,
out.
You can see a picture of it.
Bleep it out.
Beep.
Cut it.
Actually, fuck, it. I'm going to bleep it out.
You son of a bitch. when I met him, I also met the dude who runs Video Game Monthly. It's pretty much like a subscription box where you get like retro games. You pay like $30 a month, and you get retro games in it.
Those are just like fun gifts. Like, those, yeah, like, it's just that's a really a good cool gift idea to give somebody.
So I don't know if I'm thinking about signing up for it, but it's a really cool.
Yeah, that's what I really cool service. Dude, you got to do his unboxing videos, like doing like YouTube and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, take your pants off and stuff.
Yeah, unboxing.
I get it. Oh yeah. My god. Took
there
me a
you
minute.
Go.
Bam.
I'm a little alley-oop. Slow on the intake.
Alley-oop.
Just dunked it like LeBron.
That's the golfer.
Yep.
You got... Why you gotta say dumb shit?
Well, don't you fucking give me my shit.
That's no, what so feels like. I got the final boss package. Got all that stuff. And the after party picked up a lot after that, after I got to talking with them. But the band itself was kind of meh. And like, none of the YouTubers were there and whatnot. But the vendors who were there were pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So
there you go. That's it's always, you know, fun to hang out. People actually, you know, make these crafts and all that stuff like that. Actually, you know, they do the work. They put in the hard work. They have the dedication.
And then
they
have to deal with all the assholes at the convention.
Yeah, like me.
Testament. It's a testament.
I remember I was at a booth and I heard some guy trying to get, you know, trade something into to one of the vendors, whatever. And he was so aggro about it. Like the dude says, like, he's like, I'll trade you this for this. And the guy's like, no, it's not worth anywhere near that. He's like, come on, man. And he got really loud at him, like just 0 to 100 on this poor vendor. And the vendor held his own because he's probably used to this.
He's like, all right, like, dude.
I feel crazy. Like you have to be like at a certain point, you got to put your foot down. Everyone's trying to get a deal. That's like when you know you're like, oh, that's not the right value for that. You're like, you just dig your heels and you're like, no.
So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Too Many Games Con is basically like this big retro gaming con. It's not even like retro gaming at this point. It's like every gaming.
Yeah. Because they have tabletop games, they have card games. There's a shitload of Magic the Gathering stuff there.
Yeah. Pokemon card. I mean, literally any video game to game medium. Not like PAX Unplugged where it's exclusively board games. This one's like, I'd say 75% video games.
Yeah.
And then a lot of novelty stuff, like a lot of cool plushies. And if you collect everything to collect, the other 25%. Collectible shit between, you know, X, Y, and Z, but a lot of vendors selling various shit in a good way, not just shit, but like
you find a lot of interesting stuff there.
It's not like flea market crap. You're not like bottom of the barrel. Every cartridge is a sports game.
Just
like
your there's hole with this, just flea market, the shit. It's, no, and it's still all good.
We saw the Clay Fighter in a box for $100K. Like to me, I'm never gonna buy that. It's cool to see someone like...
That N64 game?
Yeah.
Do you know why that's so expensive?
Tell me. I know why, because you told me.
I had to pass it in a line with me because we were with a group of people, so I didn't actually...
I love going to things with Josh, because Josh, I'm like, Josh, explain this.
So the Clay Fighter, Clay Fighter Sculptor's Cut for the N64, I think it's probably... There's more to that title, but whatever. It's the only Clay Fighter game for the N64. It was only released to Blockbusters. So literally, it was never released to any retail markets. So what does Blockbuster do when they get a game? They just take the card out and put it on their shelf. They don't really do anything with the box.
Yeah, they have their own boxes they have to put
exactly.
Shit in.
Yeah. So to find a Clay Fighter game complete in box is fucking super rare because Blockbuster never kept any of that.
It was like something in inventory that was never put out on the floor. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Why did they even design a box then for it?
Companies are stupid. I don't know.
maybe it's just... Tell you. They already were making, you know, probably the manufacturer made all the boxes for somebody, and there's probably like, we'll just send it to them. It's instead of like a new printing press to, they have to send it somehow.
I'm assuming like the box is like a slightly different version than the actual retail version of the game.
Well, and was never
released. Oh, that's right. No, yeah.
That's why it's so rare.
I've played the emulator version of this game.
It's fine.
It's not the worst. I liked the Clay Fighter games as a kid. Like I played them, like Clay Fighter 3¾, some weird fucking title. They had weird names. But it's, you know, back when every game was a fighting game back then.
Yeah.
Everybody had their hands in the mix. But this game's $100,000 new in box, like fresh in the box. And it's just cool. Like, you don't see that at a flea market. You know what I mean? Like, if you see it at a flea market, you're like, that ain't real.
You could, but then you'd be like, I'm quickly going to buy this for whatever the small price they're asking for.
You, like, scout the security out. Like, can I steal this?
Can I just, if I take it and run, is it worth $100K?
Okay, yeah, so there is another Clay Fighter on the N64. It's like Clay Fighter 63 and 1/3.
That's what I was thinking.
That's
of.
Not the rare one. That's like $25 for the cart.
It's but 63 like Clay, and 1/3?
Yeah, it's
the, they thought they were clever.
Oh,
that's
who not knows? Fun.
Oh, because it's Nintendo 64. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. so yeah. I was like,
And then Clay Fighter Sculptor's Cut for the N64 was the Blockbuster exclusive, which is worth like... Like someone selling one of these on eBay right now, like CIB for like $2,200.
Yeah, it's a collector's wet dream. Is that like that's the most sought after on the N64, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I would have to. My friend over at More Retro Games on Instagram, Mike, he would know.
That's getting bleeped too.
He's the kid that has the full N64 collection.
Yeah.
Like, complete 300 some odd games.
That's
or whatever.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
The only, like, the rare game that I really know of was Panzer Dragoon.
For the Sega Saturn?
Yeah.
I got a Sega Saturn this weekend. I was trying to see, like, how much Panzer Dragoon was. Nowhere near my price range.
It's really expensive.
Lot of fucking money. Yeah. You have to get lucky finding that shit.
Yeah. That's a great game, though. I've emulated that game as well, and it's...
It was just one of those games that was really a shame that didn't get released. But
it happens. But no, what did you guys do? I mean, we met up and we walked around for a little bit together, but what did you guys all see?
I got free Monster.
There was a lot of that.
We got a lot of free Monster.
Too much.
One was too much.
I had two.
I'll be honest with you. It was just, it was a mistake after the first one. The second one, I was like, okay, so let's paint a picture. Let's just paint it with our words.
I'm gonna leave it there. So let's talk?
Yeah.
The theater of the mind.
We're going to theater of the mind.
All right.
I'm going to go to a very undescriptive way of saying this, too. Basically, those monsters suck. They're terrible. Everyone drinks that as an asshole. Screw you, monster. Never sponsor us. I'm not taking your money.
There was some guy when I was drinking one
I'll
yesterday.
Take your money.
There was some guy when I was drinking and drinking a monster on the last day who walked by me and just said, that's going to give you cancer.
Yeah, I got told that.
It was super random.
I was like, and I thought to myself, I'm like, what doesn't?
True.
Everything gives.
I'll be honest, after drinking it, I'm on that guy's side. I haven't had a monster in a long time. Actually, that's not even true. I just completely lied.
Yeah, you sat on my lap earlier.
Oof.
Just go back basically what we said. Just keep going.
Yep.
This is what it sounded like.
We're recreating. You're the mine. But
That must be fun to hear in your speakers.
But I do drink the Monster like coffee drinks.
I do like the
mean bean.
Yeah, those are really good.
So why'd you burn that bridge?
Yeah, I'm kind of fucking myself. Preemptively
just burnt that bridge.
He actually loves you, Monster.
Yeah,
don't
Monster.
Sponsor him.
Like the Irish one's really good.
Please come back.
Baby, come back.
But their energy drink just is the worst thing I've ever had.
I blew that shit out my ass.
It just made me feel awful. I felt like I went into there. I was tired. I was like, all right, I'll take free Monster energy kick. I'm tired. I want to feel good.
Give me some juice.
So I take that. I drink it. I mean, like, I didn't like chug it. We were drinking, just walk around, and I'm like progressively
shotgunned it
worse and worse the entire time. And I'm just
what color did you get? The regular green one.
I got the white one. I don't know what color that is.
I still
white?
Love when we were walking up.
Oh, that was really, yeah.
I still love when we were walking up. We our friend Brian, who was there.
Yeah.
We were walking up, and he's like, not this Brian. Sorry, different Brian.
Another Brian.
Another Brian. There's too many. You were talking about a Josh. Well, off mic, you were talking about another Josh. I'm like, who, me?
Nope, another Josh. And then we were also hanging out with a Ryan.
Yeah,
there's Ryan, so Brian, Brian,
Brian, Brian, and Ryan.
There's also and Joe, James, and Josh.
so much alliteration.
There's also another Josh.
There was another Josh.
Yes, there was another Josh. Josh from Firespin Gaming.
There's another one too.
There's another Josh.
So that's the crazy thing. So my friend Josh over at Firespin Gaming, the booth he was at, he was helping out his friends over at Gotham City Games. The guy who runs it, his name is also Josh.
Get a different name.
Yeah. One of y'all is fucking
work
up.
On it. But no, so different Brian, but our friend Brian, as we're walking up to it, he picks up the purple Monster drink and he looks at me, he's like, this better fucking taste like purple. And I'm like, what does that mean?
You know exactly what that means.
Like, he throws it back, like, this isn't purple.
Better taste like purple.
You know what? I'm on his side. I'm on his side.
He's not wrong. I follow that man through the fire.
What flavor is the white one? Do you know?
White.
It's the flavor white.
Yeah.
I actually got one. That was the only Monster I drank that weekend. I got the one they handed me was the white bottle one.
You know what it was? It's probably
it was citrusy.
It's the cancer one.
Vanilla.
It wasn't very good.
But none of them were very good.
Two out of ten wouldn't drink again.
So I drank that thing and
I that was pretty good. I like that.
I had the shakes after I finished it. Like it was like I felt so sick. I felt like I was getting the flu. It was like sweating. It was just like
that's just con flu.
No, it went away after a little bit.
It's a real thing.
After we left and like we had some food, I felt. I honestly thought I just haven't eaten, and I was like, I'm really just malnourished right now. Which I mean, if you ever saw a picture of me,
he ain't never skip a meal. Hey, not once, not every, like y'all eating.
It's like
smells like you're cooking something.
I can relate, man. I got a dad bod. I understand.
But
I'm
like
a dad though.
So I tricked myself. Yeah. I was like, after we come back, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna grab another one because they were still handing them out free, and I'm like, I'm still tired.
If it's free, it's me.
So I grabbed the regular one, the black and green one.
That's the worst one.
And
that's
my
full of sugar.
God.
Yeah.
That was also just a terrible. There's like everything about that was a mistake. It was just terrible. I felt so sick.
A lot of sugar.
Oh my God.
That much I know about Monster. Like the purple and the white one are sugar free. And
yeah, but they replace the sugar with other shit that's equally not as
listen,
good for you.
Listen, you're right.
Yeah.
It's probably what causes cancer.
The worst thing is like I used to drink like Red Bull all the time. That doesn't bother me at all.
I drink Mountain Dew, that's my go to thing, but that's awful for you as well.
I don't drink Red Bull anymore, really, but still, never had a problem with Red Bull. You know, drink like one Monster, I just felt like death.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't really eat things with. I'm not like. I don't have a sweet tooth or anything. So like, I had a green Monster maybe a couple months ago at work because it was in a vending machine at work, and I didn't want coffee. I usually drink like coffee in the afternoon. And I was like, I'll just get an energy drink. It's hot out. I want something cold. And it was I got the green one, and just so much sugar. It like I had I think maybe like a quarter of it done, and I was done. I was like, this is too much. This is too sweet. Like, who could drink this?
Yeah, the people who work at Monsters. Literally monsters.
I see what you did there.
Terrible.
It's like Sully and Mike.
Come at me, Monster.
They're the real Monsters, Inc. It's just Sully and Mike behind
just
the scenes.
Just ruining your teeth one day at a time.
But what'd you like about the con?
Well, we went to a little event, which I really enjoyed.
Yes, that's my favorite part.
It was like cosplay wrestling.
Shit was awesome.
I really wish I could have seen it. I didn't get to see it.
Oh, you didn't get to see any of it?
No.
Oh, I thought you showed up for it. Oh, that's a shame.
No, but talk about it, though. I would like to. I didn't get to see any of it. So.
Okay. So I came in this very unprepared. Like, I didn't know. Like, I heard about it. I was like, all right, I'm down. I'm cosplay wrestling, sure.
I was prepared to laugh.
I thought, personally, in my mind, I thought it was people that signed up for, like,
yes.
cosplayers that signed up to do wrestling. Kind of like as an amateur, like, joke. Yeah. Like, then, like, goofing around, like, they suck at it. You're
yeah,
just laughing
totally.
At them.
I thought the same thing. I thought it was people who'd walk around a con, filled out some waiver form, and then they're just going to mess around in some wrestling ring, and it's going to be like, ah.
They had, like, pads on and stuff
goofy
like that.
Shit,
yeah. No. It's, like, a legit show. Like, it's amateur, I would say, like, it's, like, almost professional wrestlers, not, like, the real deal. Like,
they're trained.
Yeah, like, trained wrestlers just wearing cosplay outfits. So it's, like, they knew their shit.
Awesome.
Oh,
I don't even
God.
Like wrestling. That shit was awesome.
It was so much fun. It was like, they're so into it. Like,
so the first fight, we had Liu Kang fighting Ken Masters from Street Fighter. And like Ryu kept like intervening because Ken's his boy. And they acted out so good. Like, you know, Liu Kang won, spoilers.
And Ken looked like our podcast guest, Pat.
Yeah, he looked like our buddy, Pat.
Really looked exactly like.
I was like,
really
Pat?
Bizarre.
Like,
really
Liu
bizarre.
Kang did, like, the bicycle kick. Like, he put his arms around the ropes and did that, like, like, kick. Like, it was cool shit. Like, they played up to, like, I think Ken did, like, a fireball, like, a Hadouken. Like, we pretended to do it.
And
the guy took damage. You know, it's goofy, but so was wrestling. So
the best part about it, too, is, like, they didn't play up, like, the nerd angle as much as they could have. They kind of kept it pretty light.
It's mostly
but it's, like they would do, like, one move.
Yeah,
that would be like that was like the bicycle kick and like the Hadouken, but like those were the only times they really did anything besides they're in character, they're dressed as like God.
Robin fought Sub-Zero and Sub-Zero froze Robin.
Yeah,
Robin won. Spoiler alert.
I mean, they're not going to be able to watch it later.
I'm going to put it up on YouTube.
Okay,
I actually recorded almost all.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I recorded all of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I think I stopped every now and again because like we kept talking and shit. So like, but I'll put most of it up. Actually, there's a couple really cool parts.
Oh yeah, it was like a lot of fun. Like it was crazy, and then. I mean, like, I don't know if I'm skipping anything. It's the main event.
Oh, well, can we talk about the triple threat match, which was probably my second favorite? We had Hagrid.
Oh, yeah.
This big dude. Big. Big boy. Looked like Hagrid. That big. He fought one of the Assassin's Creed guys. Who's the third guy? Ryu.
Oh, yeah. It was
Ryu.
Yeah, he was from the original first match.
Assassin's Creed and Hagrid. Triple threat match. They're all fighting each other. At one point, Hagrid picked them both up, slammed them both at the same time, and that fucking ring shook.
Oh, yeah, it was loud. Dude, was loud.
Size comparison. We're talking like Ryu, 5'5". This, the Assassin's Creed guy, 5'4". Hagrid, 6'5", 400 pounds.
Holy shit.
He looked straight up like Robert Baratheon from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I kept calling him Big Bobby C.
Yeah.
Or Big Bobby B.
Yeah, I was like C.
I don't know, I changed his name.
But yeah, like I mean, like the actual guy looked exactly like him. So if you imagine that actor from that show just throwing
like
around
pile
these...
driving somebody.
Yeah,
It was fucking awesome.
The crazy thing too is like the smaller guys, they were doing some like some high risk moves for people who were like, you know, I would assume that they are trained, but they're not like professionals. Like they were doing some crazy stuff where I'm like, there's a couple where like people fell. I'm like, that looked like you broke your ankle.
They're jumping out into the crowd. There's no padding. They're hitting the fucking hard concrete.
Oh yeah, it was like it got like pretty like especially the last match, but we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, like it got like pretty intense. Like it was as far as like wow, they were really putting their bodies on the line. Like we talked about before, I think off the podcast about James has a secret obsession now.
I do. It's coming. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah, but it's just like it was crazy to see how well they were into it. And again, I just like the fact they didn't go too far into the nerd angle. Like they didn't really.
They played up their characters.
It comes off as like fan service.
Yeah,
it comes off as less genuine, I guess. It's like don't get me wrong, I love it when there's like fan service stuff or elements and things, but like. When it's all fan service, you're just kind of like, I get it. Because then it doesn't feel like you're trying to do anything original. You're just ripping shit off.
Yeah,
it's like trying to make it your own.
Like Deadpool fought the dog girl from Animal Crossing. I don't know what his name is, Philip or something.
Yeah.
I don't know the fuck's name.
Who's Philip?
It was a chick. Fought Deadpool. Fucking awesome. She was fucking on fire.
Yeah, she was killing.
And she was like size comparison. Deadpool big and thick.
Yeah.
She was not, and it was cool. It was this really cool representation of like good acting. Like they really went into it. It wasn't just like cheesy, like you watch the shit in the backyard, like your buddies throwing picnic tables at each other and shit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, like there were some production behind it. They were real into it, and
they had like dialogue.
Yeah, they were.
There was a storyline. Yeah, there was a fucking storyline.
Oh yeah,
the guy Team Rocket is the main villain in this. They're the heels.
Yeah. And the guy was like the Giovanni is like in the wheelchair, and he has his own mic segment where he comes out and then he's like be carried into the ring. He's in a wheelchair and he's just talking shit the whole time. And it's like, damn.
And the heroes are Mario and Luigi, and those are the enemies. It's not like Mario and Luigi versus Bowser and any other Koopa. They've created their own thing where Team Rocket's like the villains, and they're fighting Mario and Luigi for the tag team championship.
And the Mario and Luigi are thugged out too.
Their entrance is like the rap version of like dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It is fucking awesome when they come out.
Did you film all that too?
Fuck yeah, dude.
We're gonna watch it afterwards.
Fucking it's awesome.
Oh, so are we into that main event?
Oh yeah, let's talk about it.
That's the best part of the entire thing.
I didn't know it was gonna amp up. Like I didn't know it was next level shit.
It turned up on that main event. So it was a tag match, Mario and Luigi against the two Team Rocket guys that I don't remember.
They're just generic Team Rocket guys, I think. I don't think they had names.
But, it got, like, pretty... It was supposed to be, like a no-holds-barreds type of deal.
Yeah, street fight. Because they're, like... They're fucking around the crowd, fucking each other up with shit. Chairs.
Hitting each other with, like, chairs. Little, like, like, metal pans and stuff like that. Yeah. It was, like, a... And then, out came the Lego box.
Yeah. So, like, you ever seen, like, hardcore wrestling when, like, they bring out the thumbtacks? And like people get pile drive and like bloody mess on thumbtacks. They pull out this box and you hear him shake it. And you're like, oh fuck, is that thumbtacks? He opens up, it's Legos. He pours them on the ground and does moves to him on that. Because that's like the you know what I mean? Crowd went ape shit. Like that was
that's
like
a great
just
joke.
A subtle switch to like, all right, wrestling is tax. What's the equivalent in this?
Like what's a geek culture equivalent?
Fucking Legos. And everybody was dying. It was fucking, and a dude got slammed on it, and like he had fucking Legos embedded into his arm. Like,
oh my
there's
god,
there's a lot of them too. There wasn't like a little bit, it was like a whole big box full of Legos, and it was like covered the entire center of the ring.
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was,
and then the very end,
so
you want to tell it?
Yeah, I love this part. I got hype, I can fucking hype. Fuck, Park get me all amped up and shit. So, like, Mario and Luigi, they're getting their ass kicked most of this fight, and like, that hero moment when they turn the tides, because right now, Team Rock is a tag team champs. And if they win, Mario and Luigi have to quote-unquote delete their save file, which is they have to quit the wrestling gig.
Yeah,
that whole, like, if you don't win, you gotta go.
Yeah.
But if they win, they become the champs. So they're losing. They're getting their ass kicked. They build that, like, hero moment. Now, like, Team Rocket's building a table. They got, like, this giant fucking, like, almost like a sliding wooden door, and they stack it on two chairs. They built a table. Someone's getting put through a fucking table. And then Mario and Luigi have that heroic comeback. They're fighting. They're boom, boom, boom. Now, like, Team Rocket's unconscious. Giovanni tried to intervene. So now it's like 3-on-2. Mario and Luigi fighting. Mario and Luigi fight with, like, big pipes, too. Like,
green pipes. Like
that's
from the,
crazy.
Like metal pipes.
Yeah, but they're painted green. Like they're pipes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
They start beating the shit out of Team Rocket with these pipes. And it is like, they're just teeing off on them. And look, and you hear them hit them. Like, it's like back to back to back. They're like, they're getting fucking hit.
Yeah.
It could be plastic for all I know. They look metal. But they made a sound.
Hurts, but like,
you know, still getting hit. Like, yeah. I can hear you. I'm in the back. I'm not even up close. So they beat their ass. They stack all of Team Rocket. Well, the two guys on the table. They pick up fucking Giovanni, and they call it the 3DS. Like, I don't even remember, the Dudley boys had this move called the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
One person picked up the other person, held him up high. The other guy runs up, grabs him by the head, and just slams him through a table. Well, they call it the 3DS because it's Mario. So they, another subtle switch to like a wrestling move.
Yeah.
They call it the 3DS, and they fucking put everybody through a table. And then, yep, you know, they win. They pin.
They just like pile on and just pin them all at the same time.
And then they cue the music as they want to. And it's just, they're getting the hand out the belt. The fucking place went ape shit.
It was
the insane. Energy was like fucking amazing.
I need to go to a wrestling match sometime.
It was
cool.
It was really cool. Like, it was like surprisingly like fun. Like, I did not expect that at all. I thought it was literally, like I said before,
I
some, like, some nerds.
For thinking it was going to be shit. Like, yeah. In my head, I was like, oh, I was going to be goofy. I can't wait to laugh.
I thought it was going
to
be like a joke. Like, yeah, we were going to just laugh about it. Oh, they're doing some dumb shit. Like, no, like, these people.
These are athletes.
Damn. Athletes. They really went for it.
It was dope. It was fucking dope.
I need to go watch this.
Whatever the ever con they're going to be at, I'll go to that con just to watch them do this.
You could probably, they probably have a webpage.
They do. I'm already following. I'm on top of all this. Right? I'm so into this.
I love those. At one point, you even had the crowd doing the holy shit chant.
Yeah.
Like, something, I forget what specific thing happened.
You started the holy shit chant?
No, I didn't start. But it was when, I think it was when, I think it was when he got put through the table. Or,
was it?
Maybe right around that era. Or it might have been when that dude got slammed on the Legos. The whole crowd's going, holy shit. And like, this little kid's here. This is an everybody convention.
Which I believe that's like, that was an ECW thing back in the day, which started out in Philadelphia. Hardcore wrestling was like, it was like a signature chant from them. It was like, you know, when something crazy happened, but like,
that and was like generations of kids, like from kids are like 9 to 10. This girl dressed like fucking Cutman from Mega Man, maybe 9, 10 years old chanting holy shit.
Yeah.
To like old ass dudes chanting. I was like, man,
it was
this
very
is fucking cool.
It was a very interesting crowd too. Cause like just everyone coming together. And like, you know, James mentioned, it was like just so many different type of people there that it was just like, yeah, just to see
there's people root
it.
For Team Rocket, and like Team Rocket would hear them cheer for them, and they turn back and acknowledge that like they got like everybody's rooting for Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
But there was like I was rooting for Team Rocket. They're fucking big. They're big, like big dudes. They
I just
look
saw
like wrestlers.
Giovanni through like he was so it's just so entertaining.
He called everybody nerds. He's like, oh, is this the Virgin Convention? Like, he literally like sold it being a bad, like, you hated him. He's like, is it too many virgins? I think that's what he called it. It was so good. Like, they made you hate them, but like, they were just, I liked watching them because they were it was different. Like, it was Team Rocket. But yeah, there's like people cheering for Team Rocket, and like, there was like crowd interaction. It was so fucking cool, man.
Yeah, it was great. You really messed out, man. Like, it was
really, because I didn't see anything great this year. I saw the band Psycho Stick, which was actually pretty funny.
They're really good.
They were really good. And that was honestly about it. I caught a couple other like bits and pieces of other concerts. None of the panels really excited me this year. Like, that's why I was saying how like this year wasn't quite my favorite, because in previous years they would have panels about like, you know, music and their role in video games, and like talk almost like game theory and philosophy and
like
shit
that
like
stuff.
That. Yeah. Or like there was another one where it was like how to build your audience online and that kind of thing. And that was a couple years ago, and it was done by the guys who actually run the con. Because like, I didn't know this, but the con is run by Screenwave Media. Screenwave Media is the same company that the Angry Video Game Nerd helped found, like that he uses. So like, the con is pretty much run by the Angry Video Game Nerd's company.
Yeah.
Which is why he's always there. And his like kind of right hand dude, Mike Matei, who's like one of his business partners.
He does the couch thing, right? Is that guy?
He does, like, there's James and Mike Mondays where he's on there. But he was the one that did that panel just talking about how to gain traction on YouTube and social media. Now, granted, that was a couple of years ago when YouTube's algorithm wasn't fucked. Like, what?
They gotta have boobs.
Yeah.
You want followers? You gotta have boobs. Doesn't matter
wrong.
Where they are.
He's
you can
not
have them
wrong.
On your
doesn't matter. You got them on your feet.
Doesn't fucking matter. You just gotta have them somewhere.
It's what I'm going for.
There you go. But no, like, they had a lot of really interesting panels. And then in the last couple of years, it's been like slowly dwindling down where they're not doing as many interesting stuff. Like, there was one I wanted to go this year, and I just never got around to it. It was like a Metroid versus Samus versus Ridley, a Metroid Historia, just going through like the history
of
Metroid.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't get around to going to, but I really wanted to go see it.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, there was that YouTuber Game Dave that I interviewed that he did panels last year and the year before that. He didn't do one this year. I'm assuming because he actually just had a kid like in January, so he's probably just fucking exhausted all the time.
I'd probably do it.
I don't know how anyone manages to continue working on like so like
you don't have an au pair
content creating what
you don't have an au pair
oh okay yeah because I can afford that
you don't got some little French girl taking care of your shit come on dude step it up
that are the maids just have the maids do it
that's one au pair
okay
no they're not the actual maids
they clean shit up.
Like what? Like the stuff they do.
I feel bad for au pairs. Like there's a girl I went to college with. Her name was Janina. She was from Germany. She was an au pair.
I'm not gonna bleep that out. I want her to know the shame. We feel bad for you.
From Germany too, which is weird.
Well, she was super. She was so nice and so sweet. But the family that she had to take care of, like their kids, were just awful to her. Like they treated it like a business. Like we've scheduled you for these hours. You can't. Like she pretty much never had a social life. It was awful. Like she was allowed to go to school and she could pick like one day a week to go out to like spend time with people that she met from school, but that was pretty much it. Like that's crazy.
Yeah,
they were just awful people. I don't even know who those people were. I remember her telling me about it. I just felt awful for her.
She blew their house up. Burn to the ground, Josh.
Steal her kid.
Yeah, they'll learn.
All of these ideas are awful. You guys, once again, you guys have not helped me at all.
Josh, that was my family we were talking about.
Yeah. She was babysitting you the whole time. Yeah. Brian just shits
like a couple
his
weeks
pants
ago.
All the time.
She's the reason why I'm the way I am.
I want the alphabets with the marshmallows.
They don't make them anymore.
I want them.
Go find a store.
Find them. Why do my tricks all circles? They used to be fruit shaped. Fix it.
Call the company. Did you guys get anything at the con this year though?
I don't think you did you, James?
No, I didn't get anything. No? I got inspired.
Oh
I got inspired.
God!
Inspired.
Yeah, oh well, my god!
What did you pick up though?
Yeah, I'm just having trouble just digesting what you just said. Again, you know, just give me a second to just relax and be like, not feel disgusted about knowing you. But so I went to the limited run booth,
mm-hmm.
which I know Josh knows all about this. Now they really re-release games that on modern consoles for older games on
and
modern
digital games
also
too, right?
Indie games that are digital only on modern console on actual consoles.
So I believe they only had it was a PS4, Vita, and Switch for the three consoles.
Those are pretty much the only things they released for. Like they've never done one for any Microsoft console. It's strange.
I wonder if Microsoft has like a no, we don't want it.
I don't know why they would though. Like Microsoft does support indie game development, so like it means like Super Meat Boy was released on the Xbox Live Arcade, like 10 years ago.
I've always heard that horror stories though with updating their indie games though. Like they always had to go through like 10 different hoops to like indie developers had to go through like 10 different hoops to push games
really
updates for their indie games where like everyone else like you're already on the list, just fix it. That's what I heard.
I think it was like the old old Phil Fish interview talking about that, where he said like it was back. This is back in like the original XBLA days when the indie game scene just started popping off on consoles. Saying it's something like 10 grand per update, regardless of the game.
Are you shitting me?
I think I heard something like it was something crazy.
Like, I can understand having to pay like a shitload of money to put it on, because like the whole reason why the way they make money off of consoles is through games, like. Every time a console, Nintendo, Microsoft, or Sony, or whatever, maybe not Nintendo, but 9 times out of 10, like when they sell a console, they're selling at a loss. Like it takes more money to make those than we pay for them. So the way they get all that investment back is by the games, because like more people buy games, the more they get essentially like royalties for it, for games being on their console and stuff like that. And of course, they also have to. They charge developers to put games on their consoles because they have to make sure, basically, to run through tests for quality control, which is understandable.
It's not an unheard of practice, too. I used to work in a grocery business, and those Coke, Pepsi, all these companies, they pay those grocery stores to put their shit on the shelf. It's real estate. They pay to be the first. Like when you walk down the soda aisle, if it's Coke or it's Pepsi first, it's because one of them paid for them to be first when you turn down the aisle. That's all real estate. Like,
I had no idea, actually. Yep.
All that's any like national brand thing. It's there because not because oh we'll sell it more if we put it here. It's there because that company paid to put it there, to be top shelf, the first 20 feet of a store. So it's not unheard of practice. Just to give correlation of.
No, I don't think it's like a dumb practice. But when after a game's already been released and they're making them charging them again to update something.
I don't like that.
I didn't know that. If that's if that actually is still happening or did happen ever, that's fucking awful.
I can't imagine it now still being a thing. How, because now indie games, there's definitely a quality control now. Like back then, indie games, like it was just trash flash games. You end up accidentally paying a dollar for. Now you get games like Stardew Valley, Shovel Knight. You know, you get fucking games like,
and like even like full on like. I mean, how technically No Man's Sky was an indie game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like that, like they're getting like big releases now. Like, what is it? The company, that game company. It's literally the name of their company. It's called Company. They made Journey, Flow, and Flower all in the PS3. They were published by Sony, but they're an indie game studio. Yeah.
Imagine being a publisher by Sony. They probably might have gotten a deal.
They did. Like Sony gave them money to do it, but Sony didn't develop it in house. Yeah. Like they're still technically an indie developer because they don't. Like Sony doesn't own them. They're not part of a AAA studio. They were just essentially funded by Sony. They got a deal with them, type of thing. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing with like Ori and the Blind Forest. That's an indie game, but Microsoft helped publish it. It's one of my favorites. I'm so excited for Will of the Wisps. Yep. I cannot wait.
It's going to be a great game.
It's on my list of games I have to buy on the Steam sale now.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great Metroidvania.
I know.
It just plays so tight. That's
the first 10 minutes of that game, dude, makes you weep like the first 10 minutes of Up. It's so good.
He won't say if he's crying, but we'll know.
I cried when fucking Thor fucking busted ass in the fucking, not Endgame, but the Infinity War, when he showed up to Wakanda. And started cutting ass with the fucking lightning. I had a tear run down my face. I was just so excited. I know I had that emotion before. It was just fucking like, I was just so filled with like, I can't cheer. I'm in a movie theater.
It's almost joy.
Yeah. He came and saved the day.
That's a weird, I've like every now and then, like the Marvel movies are actually the only movies that have done that for me in a really long while where it's not necessarily like I'm getting emotional because I'm sad, but like I'm getting emotional because I'm like, this is just making me really fucking happy.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
It's weird, it doesn't happen often in movies.
Because when characters died in Endgame, I was like, all right, whatever. It didn't bother me because, A, I knew it was coming. But like I said it before on this podcast, there's twice I almost like deep cried. Iron Giant. You ain't crying at Iron Giant, soulless.
I don't like that movie.
Fuck you.
I'm like one of the few people in the world.
That's such a good movie theaters now.
That one's got me. Almost got me. And then the other one's when... The third Batman in the Nolanverse, when Alfred thinks Bruce is dead, and he has like that old man tears. I was like, ah, oh, dude, come on. I was like, come on, man.
I like how that is just think of fucking old man tears.
Because he raised him. He's not even his kid.
Yeah, I know, you know but it's, I mean? As it's different from any other tears. It's old man tears.
I will say that I almost teared up during The Force Awakens.
When a bitch. I made all that up just to lure you in. You're a bitch.
All, I said almost.
I'm going to cry.
I said almost. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I said
I'm
almost.
So sad. Star Wars. Fucking got him, everybody.
Almost. Doesn't
fucking
count.
God. No, you cried.
I said almost.
You're wearing jean shorts. I don't trust you.
That's why he's going to the other ones. He knows I said almost. He's like,
I'm cutting that part out. I'm cutting all the times you said the word almost out. Got an algorithm.
I cried. Just an awkward silence.
Bleep.
Just bleep out almost. I got a list of shit I got to bleep.
Like, you know, the first time you see Han Solo, it's like, you know, after all these years of like, oh, the shitty Star Wars movies, you know, sadly enough, they didn't get me.
I knew it was coming.
I know, but it was just like a moment of like, I actually might have been the trailer that got me.
Rogue One almost got me when the robot died.
That was a good scene.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was tight.
What would you pick up at this fucking booth, by the way?
Oh, yeah. So
sorry. I got wild on that tangent. That shit got out of there.
I got the two Jack and Daxter games, the first and the second one for PS4. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, speaking of Naughty Dog games, you know, I actually never played them. I've always wanted to. But
really?
They're first Jack and Daxter is really fun. It's a good platformer.
Second one's when you get to travel, right?
Second and third one's interesting because they basically, like, what if we make a teen-rated Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
That's pretty much... And add guns to it that don't quite work well. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, the game still is fun, but you'll find yourself more frustrated because... The game just isn't doing what you're telling it to do sometimes. I don't mean like you're hitting a button and it's not doing that, but like it's fucking insanely difficult to aim. your weapons in those games in Jack 2 and 3. Jack 1's perfectly fine because it's just a simple platformer, which that's why I like it.
I honestly never played the third one, but I did like the second one more than the first one. It almost felt like its own genre. Like, I've never played a game
Interesting. It's got a great story too.
Fucking A, it does.
I actually got all of those games. I ordered them online. I actually have a collector's edition of Jack 1 from Limited Run Games.
Nice.
And it has like a metal precursor orb. And it also has like, they partnered with Naughty Dog for the special editions on it. So like when you get the special editions of Jack and Daxter through Limited Run Games, which you can't online anymore, the sale's over, but
Limited Run.
Hence the name, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You had such a damn, serious face on.
Damn, got me. I didn't understand.
But it came with a book that was their art bible from the game. Not like the original version of it, but they took a bunch of assets from their art bible from the game, and they made copies of it and made it into an art book. And
I like when companies do that.
And they don't, not a lot of companies will give you art books, but they don't show you the art bible, like the original design documents. And they actually made copies of the original design documents for anyone who bought it to see. I didn't get the second and third game collector's editions because it was too expensive. The first one was like $70, so I didn't want to spend like $210 on like just collector's editions for three games. But it was... The first one was really... I got the first one because it's my favorite one, so it was really fucking cool. They go above and beyond for their collector's
edition. That's good to know. I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. I mean, like, the last game I got was Thumper for Switch.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
So it's like a rhythm game, I believe.
I was totally confused because they cut off the T.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like you just said Humper. Humper. I'm like, what kind of a game are you selling?
I almost bought it.
It's a game I always had, like, a lot of... I heard a lot of great things about, so I was like, yeah, I'm here, why not? Kind of got caught up in the moment. I don't even know if I like it.
I know you ain't gonna beat it. I know, that's the fucking truth.
But I mean, like, yeah, it's just like it's cool that they do that. It's just
I do like that.
Yeah, because like especially when we talked about earlier, just games that you really can't get really anymore easily. Like, you know, unless you want to go buy the old console.
They did release Jack and Daxter HD remake for the PS3, all 1 through 3.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna play that.
Just letting you know, it's out there. They did the same with Ratchet and Clank. I did the first three games.
What do you like more, Jack and Daxter or Ratchet and Clank?
Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
That's another series that I never got into.
Those guns are fun.
Try it out.
They're just silly.
There's a gun in the second game called the Sheepinator.
Yep.
Where it just turns all your enemies into sheep, and the bigger and the more difficult the enemy, the longer it takes. But when you upgrade the Sheepinator, then it turns into the Black Sheepinator, and all the sheep explode after a certain amount of time. So like you'll turn a bunch of enemies into these sheep. And now they're all black sheep, and then after like a second, they just explode. So like things are going off, and you're killing other enemies that you haven't turned into sheep yet with these explosive sheep. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's a good game.
That's a series that I've also always been interested in.
I played those before I played the Jack and Daxter games, so getting through Jack and Daxter 1 was a chore after playing the first Ratchet and Clank. I was like, it's okay. And then I got to play. That's maybe why I'd like the second Jack and Daxter more, because I played the Ratchet and Clank first, but they were always in the same vein. I was like, this is Sony to me. This is when I think of like Sly Cooper was like that vein to me. Like,
well, like that generation, the PS2 generation was like the last. Well, no, they had a little bit in PS3, but PS4 didn't really have this. So like, there was three major, like the three big like series on the PS2. Besides, I mean, you could say God of War as well, but like I'm talking about platforming series. Yeah. You have Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, and Sly Cooper. When you get to PS3, you had Uncharted, you had Infamous from the same people who made Sly Cooper, and then Ratchet and Clank continue on. But Insomniac did make the Resistance game, so they each ended up creating another like IP for the new console
generation.
Just to
keep it going.
Yeah. And then when it got to the PS4, the people who made... oh my gosh, I just said it. I can't think of the name.
Infamous,
yeah. They made another Infamous game for the PS4, just like Sony actually, or Naughty Dog made two Uncharted games for the PS4. And there was one Ratchet & Clank game for the PS4.
I didn't even know they made a new one.
Yeah, it was a remake. Not an HD re-release, but a complete reimagining of the original game, but for PS4.
No shit.
It's pretty good.
Huh?
The graphics are gorgeous on top of that. But then... What they did do, what Insomniac did make, is their big like big game on the system was the new Spider-Man game. They
that
did the new Spider-Man.
It was,
a great
pretty
game.
Good.
I played that really fucking drunk and I had a great time.
You did.
It's a really fun game. And the storyline will make you cry.
I unfortunately didn't get that far into the story.
You didn't beat it?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I didn't beat it.
Shocker.
How'd you look at that?
I didn't beat it.
What'd you look at?
Was it my game?
What you look at that boy? Look at that. Look at him. Look at him. Shame him.
What was that accent?
I started off with something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Rounded it off at the end with nothing.
Yeah. It's just confusion on this.
So, did you get anything else? So, you got those three games from Limited Road Games?
Yeah, that
the
was
two
really
Jack
it.
And Daxters and Thumper.
Yeah, that
Thumper.
Was really it. I didn't really get anything else. I mean, I just. Yeah, I unfortunately made the mistake of not bringing a backpack. So I was like, I had limited hand space.
You also weren't buying shit until you found someone who'd give you a free bag to put whatever you wanted to buy in.
I had to go to another vendor to get a bag.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he asked him for a fucking bag. I was like, that guy's going to tell him no. He came back with a bag. I was like, oh shit.
He was pretty cool about it.
I ended up getting a lot. I spent a while, way too much money.
There's also that aspect too. Where I'm like,
I really but I go into it knowing that I'm going to spend a lot. Like I plan out a certain amount and I try not to go over it. The last 2 years I have, because I found good deals on something that I knew I wasn't going to be able to get.
I know last year, your haul was my favorite haul. You had a great haul last year with your boxed
Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy VI.
Did I? Oh, yeah, because I got the Japanese versions of Final Fantasy VI and IV. I got those last year, and I also got Earthbound. That was the thing that I went above what I was going to spend, because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to find Earthbound for $180 for a while. Granted, I found some this year as well, but you know,
that's how it usually works, right?
At least it wasn't below that. That's I was pissed. There was someone selling an Earthbound last year for $150, and I missed the boat on it. I didn't get a chance to do it, so I was like really mad at myself.
So, what'd you get this year?
This year, I'm gonna actually have to look at the pictures that I posted because I don't remember everything off the top of my head.
Sounds like you got a lot of stuff.
I did get a lot of stuff.
I know you got the definitely got that shadow box scene from the forest scene where everybody's gathering together from Chrono Trigger.
Yeah,
which
you talked about the Sega Genesis because you mentioned that.
A Sega Saturn.
Sega Saturn.
Got a Sega Saturn. I got four games for this. Well, three games and a demo for the Saturn.
Crazy Taxi.
Virtua Cop.
Simpsons game.
That's Dreamcast. Come on now.
Game Boy.
NBA Live.
Virtua Cop for the Game Boy?
Yeah, that's a
thing, right?
so you learned it.
Virtua Cop, Virtua Fighter 2, Daytona USA, and then a demo of the game Knights.
Oh, it was only the demo for Knights.
It was only the demo.
That is a awesome game.
I couldn't get in. I tried the demo.
No?
I didn't understand anything that was happening. I'm going to give it I'm going to give it more of a shot. I didn't really
try. It reminds me of Rayman a lot.
I just turned on the Saturn just to make sure it worked, and it did, so that's nice. All that I cared about. Got Sonic CD for the Sega CD. I got ActRaiser for the Super Nintendo.
What's that?
ActRaiser is like
I saw you buy that. I didn't know what it was.
Well, I had the second one. I got the second one for free from a friend, which is actually it's a $50 cart that I got for free, so that's pretty awesome.
Bad.
That's a really good deal.
Yep. Did you get my handy?
Don't tell my wife. I had to think about it for
Did I?
Can't remember anymore.
Was it him or was it another guy?
Was it himself? What?
How did I get that power glove?
I was so excited I gave myself a hand.
Been there.
Talk about awkward, boners in public.
But no, so ActRaiser is like a platformer combined with a top-down, strategy, turn-based strategy game. It's really strange.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I forget. Maybe it's a platformer combined with a city builder. It's a strange, mashup of the two.
I'm going to have to pirate this shit and try it.
I'm forgetting it exactly, but that was pretty much something like that. I got a book on the complete Famicom disc system. For those who don't know, Famicom is the Japanese version of the Nintendo. And only released in Japan, they added a floppy disk add-on.
It's my favorite system that I don't own. It's just so cool. I like floppy disks.
It's a great... that's what the original Legend of Zelda was on. That's also what the original Castlevania was on. There's a bunch of games that were originally on that before they reported over the US. But since we didn't get the disk system, that's also why they had to add, as the games got more advanced, the NES couldn't keep up with all the advanced games, so the way they did it was that they added more modern cartridges to make the games better. So Super Mario 3, you couldn't do that on if you took the Super Mario 3 ROM and flashed it to a original Super Mario Bros. Cartridge, it wouldn't work because it didn't have the same chipset. It's two completely different chipsets. There's a lot more that I don't 100% understand with that, but there's different chipsets. Like the they were called like the MMC1, MMC2, MMC3. I forget what MMC stands for. Mario 3.
My mitochondria chloroplast.
all the biology terms. MMC3 was for Super Mario Brothers 3. MMC2, a lot of popular NES games are on, like Metroid and Kid Icarus and stuff like that. Or I think, yeah, Metroid and Kid Icarus, because it allowed you to scroll left and right and up and down.
Like 1942?
Well, 1942 is just up and down. Oh. Like, there's no left or right.
Oh, you're right.
But the MMC2 couldn't do it at the same time. So, like, that's why in Metroid, when you can run left or right as much as you want, but it'll load to a different screen for you to go up or down. It doesn't do up and down and left and right at the same time. Yeah. It doesn't individually. The MMC3 could do that, which is why Mario Brothers 3, you can go all over the place.
That's like when the screen shifts up when you get too high and go too right. Mm-hmm.
And like, well, like...
Like when you're flying, when you do the little tail.
So like, if you notice in Metroid, when you get up to the top of the screen doesn't move up with you. But if you're on... And if you're in like a horizontal moving section, the screen won't move up with you. When you're in a vertical section, it'll move up with you. But when you go left or right, it doesn't move left or right with you. It stops at some point. With the because that was on the MMC2 chip, so it was like slightly less powerful. The MMC3 chip allowed you to do it all at the same time. So when you're in Mario 3, you can actually go diagonal, and the camera will move up with you and right with you, or up with you and left with you, or something. Interesting. Like that.
Just to make it happen.
Yeah, they actually had to, like, and that's, I mean, that didn't stop there on the Super Nintendo. There was also, like, the Super FX chip, which was the most famous one. That's how Star Fox was able, that's how you're able to get any 3D graphics on, yeah. Like, legitimate, like, real 3D graphics on the Super Nintendo. It was because of the Super FX chip that was implanted into the cartridge, because natively, the Super Nintendo couldn't do that. They had to add technology into the cartridges to do that.
Now, I also did see something that I actually just remembered while you're talking. We talked about it before. Actually, it was at your house. The book of like Nintendo games, like a hardbound book. I actually saw a person walking around with that. I think it was a Super Nintendo one.
So, wait, there is a super. The dude who. So, Pat the NES Punk is the guy who made that book, the Nintendo one. There should have been a Super Nintendo one, and I actually bought it, but I never got anything for it. So I
took
actually,
it.
I need to you know, look this up and make sure that I you know, didn't get screwed out of it, because I paid
That's
money
shame.
For that fucking shit.
It looked thick.
Mm. It's thick. Big.
Thick.
But yeah, I saw a guy walk around. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to mention that to you, but I saw that. I was like, I actually should have bought that if it was there, because actually I've always thought that was really interesting.
That's definitely your wheelhouse of shit, like that.
Yeah, I just like the history stuff. Like, I was like,
I mean, well, the NES book is like extensive. It's got everything in it.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Like I said, thick.
I'm gonna keep. I need to keep looking on this now, because like I'm kind of annoyed that like I can't seem to find it. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I can find. I don't know. Let me try searching that. Anyway, so I got that, and then I also got a Sega Pico complete in box.
I saw that. I don't know what that is.
So the Pico, what it is it was released by Sega in the early 90s. It's a console that's designed towards children. Like, it's meant to be like an educational type of, like an edutainment type of video game type of thing. So what you do is you plug it into the TV, you hook it up just like a normal console, plug it in, also hook up the AV cables to the TV. But the cartridges are actual books. Like, you plug the books, like book type of cartridges into the console. And then as you flip the page, whatever is on the page shows up on the screen. And it's got a little touch pen that it's touch in the sense where, like, the sensors aren't in the board. It's actually in the pen itself. So when you click it, there's a button on the tip of the pen. Excuse me. And that's how it knows that you're pressing stuff in. It's like 90s witchcraft to me. I don't understand how it works.
It's a witch. They get hit with fucking stones.
It's a witch. It's crazy how it works, but it's really cool.
That's just a reminder. Do you remember, like, was it last E3 where they had the Harry Potter, like, VR book thing that, like, that failed miserably on stage?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, Josh, did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, there was, like, they tried to do, like, a VR book where, like, you could, like, basically do spells. It might have been the year before. You could, like, do spells, like, you know, like, with, like, the wands and stuff like that, and it just, the entire presentation was just a complete disaster. Like, it didn't even work. I don't even know what that fucking thing. They even released it.
Like, no, I probably put that under the rug. That's probably deleted off YouTube. We'll never find it.
Oh, dude, I might actually have to Google that when I get home. Just be like, you know, just watch that again. Just to see the failure.
I want to see your misery. You Hufflepuff.
It's for the dumb ones, right?
I don't know. I don't know how any of that shit works. I know Hagrid had a parasol and he whooped ass in the wrestling
ring.
I'm
pretty sure James knows all of this stuff. I do. He just hides it.
I know.
He's like,
you're afraid to.
He called Hagrid
like
before. I thought it was, you know, Big King Bobby B. So
I fucking creamed my jeans. I was like, Hagrid!
I know. He's
Hagrid!
I love him. He's so great in the
series.
He's
great in all the books and movies that I've never seen.
Yeah, so like James, he was like, high, like all the people around him, James was like just screaming like a little girl about Hagrid. So I was like,
he's cute.
Again, I didn't even know it was Hagrid because I was like, I guess it's coming from Game of Thrones. This guy from Game of Thrones here. That's awesome. It's
Robert Baratheon. Yeah, let's go.
He looked like him. So I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah, you're still looking for my stupid order for that Super Nintendo book. I'm going to fucking find it.
Damn it.
But yeah, like it was a good event.
I loved it. I can't wait to go back next year.
Yep. Can't
it's
wait
a great
back.
Year ever. Like even like I said, even though I didn't enjoy it as much this year, it was still, like, super fun. Like, I never regret going to the convention at
Next
all.
Next year, you got to check out that cosplay wrestler.
I really do.
Yeah, so if you see that on there, you'll be like, damn. Yeah. Priority one right there.
Priority one. Because that shit was fucking fire.
It was tight. It was straight up good.
Thick.
Thick.
But,
so keep saying thick over and over again.
Thick.
It's like the theme of this episode.
I might call it thick.
Yeah, why not?
Just put, not even like, but don't we have the numbers in front of just thick?
Too many
thicks. Too many thicks. I don't like you, Josh.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I don't like you no more.
Yeah. That's gross.
That's a tough one.
But, yeah, that's about it. I mean, let's about wrap this shit up.
Let's do it.
I guess this is actually our first official crossover since we both are part of the same network now.
Yeah, we're part of Podbeard Network and shit. We're fucking on it. Now we just gotta get TJ to come down from Canada. He's gotta walk.
Yeah, he can.
It's like the Trail of Tears.
No shoes.
Well, I mean, like the distance, not like what happens. Like just the distance. It's probably about the same.
Yeah. No shoes either.
No shoes either.
Yeah. No. Barefoot.
Mm-hmm. We gotta take his property.
That's awful. That's awful.
But yeah. So when do you want to plug Josh? Like we're in this. Like I just plug you. Well.
Ooh.
Phrasing.
Oh wow! Damn.
I meant like
cheating.
Talk
about the Apex and the Abyss. I like them.
Oh yeah, well, my friend Erica over at the Apex and the Abyss. She actually—it's a true crime podcast that does fucking great stuff. Like, she actually just released her first episode in a while, just a day or two ago.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet.
It's really good. I mean, as always, it's really good. Also, Firespin Gaming over on YouTube, my friend Josh, that I've been talking about for a lot of this episode, he does a lot of game hunting video. Well, that's what he does. He does video game hunting videos, and he finds a lot of great shit. He likes to make fun of me because I always forget how much he got Earthbound for. It was $250, not $8.
I'm still saying we can rob him.
I know, right? but no, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod on all of them. If you want to support my podcast, Still Loading, one, check it out, give it a review, but also you can support me on Patreon. Even just $1 a month helps me a little bit.
Just skip that first part and just give him money. Let me listen to it. Just give him $1.
There, I have different tiers available right now. Like if you like, for anyone who donates, they can get a shout out for an individual episode.
You get nudes.
$500
full frontal.
Just my toes though.
Wait.
That might actually get you money more than you think.
I want pictures of your toes.
I feel like we could do a segment. It's like, Josh, okay, like, what's the minimum amount per month you get a butthole pick?
Try to get that b-hole pick.
Like spread cheek, or you just got to get a glimpse?
I'm talking spread.
Oof.
Yeah. Like you need another camera guy.
Wow.
Dear Lord. So yeah, none of that I'm doing.
Wow.
Maybe the toes.
He'll step in various objects as it comes between his toes.
There's a Lego. There's
jelly, mayonnaise.
Ew. Oh,
here's a crepe.
It's just
food.
Deviled egg.
Oh. Ew.
Why do you guys bring up this shit? Weird.
I can instantly just weirdly smell that.
just go with deviled egg.
Oh, yeah. Just,
oh, what is wrong?
I give $1 for that.
I wouldn't. I feel like you should pay me.
For me to step in and fuck you.
It's a hustle.
You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod. If you Consider giving me a rating on iTunes. 5 stars definitely helps out the show, gets more notice. Also a review, preferably, because that's also nice to hear. Hopefully it's a good one. You can also, like I said, support me on Patreon. I probably should remember the link for Patreon, but I don't. I'll include a link.
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/stillloadingpod, I'm pretty sure is what it
just
is.
Just start still loading, yeah.
But I think that's all I got.
Yeah, well, your plugs are way better than ours.
Yeah, I don't plug shit. I'm just like, hey, you, listen to this shit. We're on this network. Check out all the boys. It's a boys club.
There's the one girl on Mikes and Beers.
You can't even get that right.
I forgot about that. They don't put out content like all the time, so it's like every now and again I get an update saying they have a new episode.
Excuse.
It is. I might delete that. Might bleep that out. Be sure to check us out on Instagram. I'm pretty lazy with Twitter. Instagram's got a lot of pictures of me on it.
I mean, I just set Instagram to automatically post whatever I have to Twitter, so it saves me time.
You're a fucking wizard.
Why are we not doing this?
Now, granted, it doesn't show the picture, but it has a link to the picture.
That works too.
Yeah, I might have to do that more often.
It makes it a lot easier. You don't have to do it more often. And it can also link to the Facebook page. It does it all at once.
I can do it too.
I do it all through Instagram.
It's a lot of work. It's all separately. As long as they're just picturing me everywhere, what the people want, get the people going.
Yeah, Brian's face cut out with your face again.
Dude, I don't want that body.
Well, apparently you do, because your face is on my body.
Anyway.
Let's keep going back and forth.
Fucking people listening to this shit. But that's the fun. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks, Josh, for coming on and kicking it with us.
Always a pleasure, Josh. It'll be a crossover episode because I'm planning on releasing this on my feed as well, but
nope.
Why would you do that to your God listeners?
You're getting the other file.
Oh no. The file with all the poop sounds?
You're getting the one where we talk about parking etiquette. Be on the lookout for another episode that's low key different than this.
Just us raging about driving.
Director's cut.
Director's cut.
This has been 4 hours of podcasting. You guys are getting an hour and 45-minute episode.
Oh, my butt's sore.
The rest of it's just raging.
There's a secret episode. We're going to hide it somewhere in the woods.
You have to go find it.
Geocaching.
That'd be great.
Just take the SD card and pop it in.
No, I bring my computer a long extension cord. Just going to plug it in.
I'm just going to bury my computer.
They just have
to
listen to it out there.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? What is this talking about parking at like midnight?
I'm not parking in the back.
Park in the front. What are you doing?
But thanks for listening. It's been No Geek Slayer Podcast. I'm James.
I'm Josh.
No, you're not. Do it right so we can end this shit.
I'm Josh.
No, you're not.
Ow.
Fuck you. Just say the line.
Where did you get that?
It was actually on his knee. Oh. Yeah. I heard him take it off. It was strange.
Oh my God.
Fucking shoot you again. Say it right.
Shot a rubber band.
My name is James.
I'm fucking kidding. We're done. This has been Oakley's Podcast. I'm James.
I'm Brian.
I'm Josh.
No, you're not. Well, yeah, you are. Sorry.
I'm just so used to him saying some dumb shit at the end.
Real mature.
All right, fuck off. I'm done.